Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The power of the presidency over personnel matters issued today before the nation's highest court, the Supreme Court, will hear arguments in the case Trump v. Slaughter. In March, Mr. Trump fired Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter, explaining that her presence on the commission would be inconsistent with the administration's priorities. The president did not cite any wrongdoing, such as inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance. After granting him a pardon, the president's now upset with Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar.
Last week, the president pardoned the Texas Democrat and his wife in a federal bribery and conspiracy case. He claimed the two were prosecuted because Cuellar had been critical of Joe Biden's immigration policies. But now Donald Trump is angry that Cuellar plans to run for re-election as a Democrat rather than switch parties. He blasted the congressman on social media for his lack of loyalty, suggesting the president was hoping the pardon would boost the size of the GOP's slim majority in the House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says Ukrainian President Zelensky hasn't even read the revised U.S. brokered plan for ending the war with Russia. Referring to Zelensky and the proposal, Mr. Trump says his people love it, adding that Russia is fine with the blueprint as well. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan says Republicans do have a health care plan, a replacement for the heavily subsidized Obamacare scheme.
We want a bill in the health care area that health savings accounts, association health plans, ability to purchase insurance across state lines, all those things that create more choice, more competition, and bring down costs. That's what we want, versus more subsidies into a system that just has all kinds of fraud.
The Ohio Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far have been mixed. The Dow futures up 15 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 61. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And there are several problems already this morning. If heading towards the Bay Bridge, there is an accident coming into Sandy Point. At one point, was in the right lane. Now it's blocking the left. They've moved everybody pretty much over into the median, but they are taking away the left-hand lane. So eastbound from Whitehall Road, you're getting over to St. Margaret's, and you're heading to the bridge. Just stay to the center and the right as you're moving through there. We had a wreck coming north on Route 10 up to the Beltway. That was about 20 minutes ago. Traffic north of Ordnance Road. You'll need to keep an eye out for that. And on the Capitol Beltway, there's a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway near Route 50 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cold with some flurries today. Highs in the low 30s with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour at times. Partly cloudy and frigid tonight as lows fall into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 30 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 29 in Randallstown at 6:00. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore police representative says two people died yesterday after being involved in a shooting. Two other people were sent to the hospital in critical but stable condition after the shooting on the 1800 block of McHenry Street. Officials say one man was pronounced dead on scene and the other was pronounced dead at the hospital. And Howard County police officials say Mohammed Halawa has been found dead in a wooded area. His family reported him missing Thursday, and he was concerned because of
of health issues and freezing weather conditions. A critical missing person alert was activated after Halawa was last seen in the 5900 block of Trotter Road. Officials say there's no signs of foul play. An electrical fire was reported on a barge yesterday, and Baltimore fire officials say it's now contained. The fire was reported off the dock on the 2200 block of Clinton Street. No injuries were reported. Authorities continue to investigate. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 483. The pick four, 1246. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Imagine actually feeling very bright and healthy this holiday season. Right now, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements. You can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. Customers rely on Rescue for their essentials, powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, and advanced probiotic blends with natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Online at res-q.com for up to 78% off this holiday season.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, I can guarantee you this. 20 years from now, we'll be talking about yesterday, the day the touchdown that wasn't.
Fake to Henry on first down. Go to the end zone. They got a touchdown. Ball's knocked out, but he had it long enough, likely. Make the pocket, and let's make sure. One, two. That will stand. That is definitely a touchdown.
Jim Nance and Tony Romo had the call on CBS. Likely's apparent touchdown would have given the Ravens the lead with about 7 minutes to play, but the officials got together and decided the play didn't meet the NFL standards for a score. So Jim Nance asked for help.
Gene Steratore, what is going on here?
Even though we're in the end zone, fellas, remember, in order for this to be a completed catch, he must complete all three elements of the catch. Likely has possession. We saw 2 feet down. Great look here. Possession, 2 feet, but he has to have the time to make a football move or a football move. It's that element right there that they are ruling he did not finish the third element.
Instead of wow, how about stupid? A jaw dropper from referee Alex Moore that overturned the score. A deficit the Ravens could not overcome. 27-22, the final, a loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll have player and coach reaction throughout the morning on this game-turning play and others in the Ravens' loss. Elsewhere in the division, the Bills came back in snowy Buffalo for a 39-34 win over the Bengals. The Browns beaten by the Titans 31-29, and the Commanders eliminated yesterday by the Vikings 31-0. Coming up in 30 minutes, more from the Ravens' locker room on this incredible loss as Baltimore is now looking up in the AFC North. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. No way.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It's Monday, December 8, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, Baltimore continues to struggle with violence, more shootings, more melees, and more crime, even though the governor and the mayor says, we got it under control. Tampon Tim and Omar the Fraud Maker now under apparently the scrutiny and microscope of what's happening in Minnesota. But our top story here today continues to be about fraud and the federal government trying to get its arms around just how much fraud is there. Look, I think fraud has now become a business model for many of these states. I mean, it's expected. This is racketeering. Whether it's Minnesota, whether it's California, whether it's Illinois, or right here in good old corrupt Maryland, fraud is rampant. Doge found that out. We're finding out from the red states that did give data to the feds. 186,000 deceased people were getting food stamps. How does that happen? 500,000 people were duplicates. Half a million. So that's just tip of the iceberg stuff from the 29 red states that did give the data to the federal government. Governor Tax Moore here in Maryland, along with some other blue states, 20 others, refused to give any SNAP data to the feds.
I do not understand, and will the level of cruelty that we continue to see from the President of the United States is just absolutely staggering.
Taxpayer advocate David Williams says what's cruel and reckless is Maryland's policies.
What's cruel and what's reckless is what the state is doing with taxpayer dollars. The federal government should absolutely be asking for this information because, first of all, it's a lot of money. And secondly, this is the fault of the state.
So the Trump administration, their latest order is to withhold food assistance. But actually, just the administrative, not the actual benefits. So that is being mischaracterized in many of the news reports that you're watching or reading or hearing about here in the state of Maryland. They want to see what Maryland is hiding. The USDA, as I said, in data that is needed to weed out ongoing waste based on limited records received from 28 states, 186,000 deceased individuals on food stamps and roughly 500,000 receiving their benefits more than once or duplicate benefits. Additionally, at the start of 2027, new financial penalties will be put in place for the state's high SNAP payment error rates. Maryland right now, 14%, one of the highest error rates on food stamps in the country. The state stands to lose about $250 million in federal funding. And Williams says this should be a wake-up call to Governor Tax Moore and the Democrats.
This should be a wake-up call for Governor Moore and the state because hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars are on the hook. And Governor Moore is not in a position to be spending more taxpayer dollars on anything.
So Governor Moore is arguing this is a privacy issue, that people that are receiving benefits from the federal government should not have to. The federal government is giving them the benefit to begin with. So where's the privacy concern? What they're afraid of is that they'll compare this, deceased voters and duplicate voters, and you know what they're going to find? They're going to find that a lot of illegal aliens are receiving food stamp benefits that shouldn't be. That's the concern for Governor Tax Moore and the rest of these blue states. 6:13, time for traffic weather on the threes. And once again with the update, the king of all traffic is back, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and again, a number of problems early this morning. The wreck towards the Bay Bridge is now pretty much confined into the median eastbound 50 as you're coming into Sandy Point, Oceanic Drive area. So there is room to get by, and now most of the backup has cleared because they have pretty much everything into the painted out area next to the guardrail. So not a big problem there. The early wreck about 25 minutes ago, northbound Route 10 on the ramp to the Beltway was taking away one of the lanes on that ramp. And at one point, the report said there may be a backup there as you're coming north of Ordnance Road. Now there's a new minor wreck at the ramp eastbound Route 100 at the BW Parkway. Traffic is getting by, not seeing too much of a big problem right there. But it looks like, according to the data, the left side of that ramp from northbound Route 10 to the Beltway will be affected there. So heads up if you are coming north from Ordnance Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly cloudy, cold, and high in the low 30s. This Canadian or Arctic chill, as it's been called, going to be with us at least a couple of days. Maybe a snow flurry or two possible. Winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour overnight, down into the teens. Might be the coldest night of the fall so far. Partly sunny tomorrow, mid-30s. By Wednesday, we begin to warm up a little bit. So next 2 days is going to be a little chilly. Windy 34 right now in Annapolis, 30 right now in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. And the Grateful Dead's new box set has put them in the Guinness Book of World Records with their 66th album on the top 40 album chart. Were you a Deadhead?
No.
No, nor was I. Just never really got into
it.
The new box set features four CDs of just one guitar solo. It just lasted for about a whole week, folks. I'm told for those who go to the concerts, that's pretty much part of it.
I don't even know one of their songs. I really don't.
Yeah. Again, Truckin' isn't one of those. Truckin', I think.
Yeah, remember? I think, yeah. Okay, yeah. Probably know that one.
I can't name it. I was in the music business. I just never really.
Sure.
New tech companies using cameras and AI to judge figure skating more accurately than human figure skating judges. Right. So the AI is very accurate, I'm told, very lifelike. If you ask it to respond in Russian, they say the American skaters score is much lower than the Russians. Always will be. Elf on the Shelf turns 20 years old this year.
Wow.
So parents, grandparents, if you were doing Elf on the Shelf 20 years ago, you could stop. The kids are in college now.
Yep.
They probably don't want to see Elf on the Shelf.
But they're still calling for money.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other elf. Let's see. Netflix is planning to purchase Warner Brothers in Discovery. Industry experts fear the consolidation will eventually lead to there just being one big streaming service.
Right.
But on the plus side, you only have one password to share.
Right.
Right?
That's true. That's all. Trump says not so fast.
Yeah. The 12-team college football playoff bracket has been announced. Not sure of the details because, waiting for the rest of the professional sports to get involved here. Notre Dame is crying, spilled milk, sore losers. They're, since they got left out of the tournament, they're not going to play anymore, they said. We're going to take our ball and we're going to go home.
That's right.
You know?
Get out of here.
I will tell you, though, the interview of the quarterback for Indiana, what a great game that was.
Oh, that was.
That was a great game. Maybe we'll play that interview a little bit later on. And by the way, did you see what President Trump, because he had the FIFA World Cup draw on Friday, and said it's time that we might have to think about renaming our football, and call it football, rather, instead of soccer, because all around the rest of the world, it is known as football, except here in America. We're the only country, I think, that calls it soccer.
Yep.
So he's saying that maybe we should rethink things and call it football, and then we'd have to rename our football. And Kristen's eyes are glazing over right now. What should we name it? Any ideas what an alternative name would be for our football, the National Football League, college football? National Football League, you call it flag football because on every other play there's a penalty flag.
Yeah, almost every play.
Yeah. And, of course, the Ravens got jobbed yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Saw that.
They got some egg on their face on that one. Anyway, I don't know if that's ever going to catch on. By the way, folks, we're always looking for secretive, vault-like type audio that people send us all the time. And apparently in Irvington many years ago, and Chuck Whitaker was just a child, and his mother
changed.
He just got to be a bigger child. His mom apparently he liked to sing in the shower, and so we have exclusive audio. It's never been heard before of a young Chucky Whitaker singing in the shower.
Wiener, my wiener's in the rain.
Sang that last night. Same song. Funny how it comes back.
Yes, it does. Oh, boy. New survey out. Would you rather have a root canal or go to the office party?
I'd rather have the root canal.
And you are, but 27% of U.S. workers would rather have the root canal than attend an office holiday party. I would definitely do the party over the root canal.
Others in what's called the Great Disconnection, 33% would rather visit the dentist for any reason than attend workplace celebrations. And 40% of U.S. employees would also rather go to the dentist than socialize after hours with the boss. 40%. You don't have anything to do with the boss after hours.
Going to these house parties and stuff. I really do.
Well, just say it's an office party.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about any kind of party.
Yeah. So you're a party pooper then?
No, I don't do that.
Would you, on cue, perform My Wieners in the Shower or in the Rain at an office party?
That should clear the house. Next time we have a blowout somewhere, I'll lead with that.
It's exactly.
We'll do the national anthem, and then I'll do that.
For the next roast. It'll be a wiener roast.
Yes, very good.
All right, Chuck. Good. See you in a couple. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Deck the Hall sale going on right now. Rescue Natural Supplements. There's plenty of great supplements you can pick from, of course, after the big Black Friday sale. Now, of course, an opportunity for you to save even more. And all you have to do, again, there's no coupon code needed. All of the Rescue Natural Supplements have already been discounted, already been marked down at the website, res-q.com. And that would be the best place for you to go first. You can check out all the supplements and make a list, or you can order right there at res-q.com, or if you'd rather call, you can do that as well. Again, no coupon code needed. Save a ton of money on your favorite Rescue Natural supplements in the Deck the Halls holiday sale at 1-800-26-ALIVE.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Hartford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HartfordLifeGroup.com.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You know, less than 3 weeks now to the big day.
Stop it.
Yeah, Christmas Day. Got your shopping done there, Maggie? That's what I thought. I'm about halfway through. I'm pretty good. So I've still just got a few things. Did some stuff early this year, some stuff on Cyber Monday. But now, of course, my wife and I like to go out to the stores and visit some small stores in the, you know, the community in the area and frequent them, and maybe we'll head out. There are very few malls left that you can go to and feel safe in going to the malls. Very few. Again, we do like to get, put you kind of in the Christmas spirit when you see all the decorations. And
you do. You have to get out there.
Yeah.
You have to.
That's Chuck's mantra as well. He's been out there for years. 6:23 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update here, it's Luck Nuts Johnson.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Has a second name. Oh.
All right. So, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Traffic was all right up until the last couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Southbound 95, getting a reporter wreck. I don't see it. I'm right here. It's reportedly at Eastern Avenue southbound, and I haven't seen it yet. So just looking between Moravia Road and O'Donnell Street. So I want to give you a heads up if you're going south to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Several things early in Anne Arundel County, eastbound Route 100 at the BW Parkway. That wreck was at the ramp. Northbound Route 10, 35 minutes ago, the accident was northbound Route 10 at the Beltway. And then the wreck towards the Bay Bridge is still there. They're in the median off to the side. But on eastbound 50 coming into Sandy Point, you'll have some flashing lights there off to the left side. Beltway on the west side is already filling in between I-70 and Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. It is going to be mostly cloudy, cold, low 30s, snow flurries possible. Wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Overnight, we're in the teens. Partly sunny, mid-30s tomorrow, warming up on Wednesday. Cloudy, 30 in Bel Air, 31 in Severn. And again, why won't Governor Moore and other governors of blue states, Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker et al., give the SNAP data on the benefits to the federal government? What are they afraid of? What are they hiding? Again, this has been an ongoing theme now for Governor Moore and, of course, Mayor BS here in Baltimore, but the transparency or lack thereof. And if you think we found 186,000 dead voters in 28 other states and 500,000 voters getting the benefit more than once, what do you think we're going to find in these blue states, you know, like Minnesota? More on that coming up in just a second. All right, we got Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Well, I think you should call the NFL the Bread and Circuses League because all it does is distract you from the government's debt going up, them taking more of your rights away, Governor Moore screwing you over more and more every day. But as long as you're arguing about whether that Ravens receiver either caught or didn't catch the ball in the end zone, they're very happy about that because then you're not focusing on the real stuff that's going on in the world, not all this petty entertainment that you're watching. That's all it is.
Well, some of us can do both. Some of us can watch the debt and be concerned about Governor Moore and the federal government's actions and watch a football game or a basketball game or something and or a movie or whatever. Some of us can do both. But I understand what you're saying, Glenn. The Bread and Circuses League, he says. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning, Sean and company. And by the way, I want to wish you and all your listeners in advance a happy Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, which starts next Sunday night.
Yes.
The 8-day festival starts Sunday night with the first lighting and so forth in advance. Okay, here's a question. When is the Justice Department ready to start investigating officials and those in workers or departments that are committing this fraud, food stamp fraud, or other benefits for dead people and illegal aliens?
Well, they already have. I will tell you that. In Minnesota, 87 have been charged. Out of the 87, all but 8 are Somalis. And now the big question is, they're getting the lower end of the wheel there. We need to go up the ladder. I want to find out, what did Tampon Tim know and when did he know it? Representative Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, I think he's as dirty as all can be. And, he's a crooked AG. So I think that's what we need to do. We need to start seeing the big fish fall, Then that's when people are going to pay attention. Maybe that's what Governor Moore is afraid of. He doesn't want to give him, the rope to hang himself with. I don't know.
Okay, I'm just talking about the big officials and government workers besides the illegal recipients. That's what I'm talking about.
The big wigs? Yeah, well, I think that's already underway. I do believe that the investigation, Ilhan Omar has been found getting donations from one of the Somali restaurant owners that has been charged in this fraud. So I don't know how she doesn't know. In this particular case, but we'll have to wait and see, Mark. It's a great question. Thanks for the call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. What they're doing is they're ripping the taxpayers. They're ripping off me and you and everybody else. So they're stealing from the taxpayers of the United States of America. Secondly, those benefits maybe could have gone to somebody else that was legitimately need them. Okay? So they're not only stealing from us, they're taking food and this idea that it's Trump that's being cruel and reckless and refusing food assistance. It is the people that are stealing from the SNAP program, and it is the people that won't turn over the data from the SNAP program, like Taxmore and the rest of these blue state governors. They're the ones that are being cruel and reckless with these benefits. We want to clean it up. We want to get rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse of the people that actually need it. And again, there are people who do need food stamps, who are not able-bodied, that are disabled and can't hold a job, whatever the case may be. They do need legitimate help. And we as an empathetic nation should respond in kind. But there are a lot of people who can work for it, and they should be made to work for it. And that's why I think they're afraid of revealing that data. to the feds. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song or your favorite radio program or podcast, whatever? Again, it could take a toll on you physically and mentally. We do know. I was talking to Dr. Segev just the other day, and she said there is some empirical evidence that when you lose your hearing as you get older, it can start to accelerate dementia or, your ability, because you can become isolated. You can't hear, so you don't go to as many parties. You don't engage in as many conversations. So call Audiology Associates today. Any sign of or symptom of hearing loss, or just get a baseline hearing test so you'll know what you're dealing with. Call this number, 410-944-3100. They have well over 10 locations to serve you. Their website is aaiaudiology.com. They take a gentle and empathetic approach. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. It is 6:30. Time for some news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A spokesperson with Cheesecake Factory says they're closing down next month in Harbor Place. The restaurant has operated in that location for 29 years and joined several other chain restaurants already closed. It impacts 115 employees who will have the opportunity to transition to other roles and locations. Harbor Place is being redeveloped with a park, residential buildings, and other related improvements starting next fall. A Baltimore police representative says two people died yesterday after being involved in a shooting. Two other people were sent to the hospital in critical but stable condition after the shooting on the 1800 block of McHenry Street. Officials say one man was pronounced dead on scene and the other was pronounced dead at the hospital. And Howard County police officials say Mohammed Halawa has been found dead in a wooded area. His family reported him missing Thursday and was concerned because of health issues and freezing weather conditions. An electrical fire was reported on a barge yesterday, and Baltimore fire officials say it's now contained. The fire was reported off the dock on the 2200 block of Clinton Street. No injuries were reported, and authorities continue to investigate the cause of the fire. And the Holiday Light Spectacular brings tens of thousands of people every year to the Maryland State Fairgrounds in Timonium. There's dozens of light displays, food, and Santa visits through the 29th. Weekends typically sell out. For more information, go to the Holiday Light Spectacular website. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Getting a report of a wreck just in, haven't confirmed it yet, on the Beltway between Hartford Road and Bel Air Road. So we're waiting for the update right now from the state police arriving there. If you're coming eastbound from Perry Parkway, you're coming westbound from 95 on that northeast side. We'll get that information to you as soon as we have it from the state police and also now the medic units arriving there. Northbound Route 10 is still a problem in Anne Arundel County. The ramp coming onto the inner loop, apparently that side of the roadway is blocked, and that's been a problem north of Ordnance Road for the traffic on Route 10 northbound. Looking at the Beltway now, just coming around to this report of an accident. Let me get right over here to this one camera. Looks like it's on the inner loop right before Bel Air Road in the left-hand lane. Already a backup towards the bridge at Putty Hill. So it's affecting you now from Hartford Road headed over to 95. You'll need to be in the center and the right-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cold with some flurries today. Highs in the low 30s with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour at times. Partly cloudy and frigid tonight as lows fall into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Been watching football for over 55 years. In my life, never seen highway robbery like this.
Even though we're in the end zone, fellas, remember, in order for this to be a completed catch, he must complete all three elements of the catch. Likely has possession. We saw 2 feet down. Great look here. Possession, 2 feet, but he has to have the time to make a football move or a football move. It's element right there that they are ruling he did not finish the third element.
Absolutely ridiculous. That was Gene Steratore trying to explain why Isaiah Likely's touchdown catch in the end zone was overturned by referee Alex Moore, and a score that would have given the Ravens the lead late in the fourth quarter just sucked the momentum right out of the place yesterday. Pittsburgh holds on for a pivotal 27-22 win. Here's reaction now from the Ravens in the postgame. First, head coach John Harbaugh at the podium on this call and others that were head scratchers as well.
You know what? I believe a lot of things. I think the play with the Aaron Rodgers play. I mean, just talking about rules here, it's not an officiating issue. It comes from New York, but you know, when you're making a catch, you have to survive the ground. You know, he didn't survive the ground. He's not down by contact. He was catching the ball on the way down.
That was the play where Teddy Buchanan's interception was overturned. Next, Lamar, did he believe it was a touchdown to Likely?
I believe so. Like, I thought it was in the end zone, taking steps. Like, I just kept punching at the ball. That's all I can say.
Derrick Henry on what he saw from his vantage point.
I thought so, but it's not me to make the decision. I thought it was a touchdown. What'd you think?
And then Roquan, finally, a bit more politically correct.
I don't make those type of calls, nor do I make the catches in the end zone from the quarterback, so that's not my position, and I'm not sure.
No matter who thought what, the call was the call, and the Ravens were left with a 27-22 loss that now has them a game back in the AFC North. Meanwhile, last night in the NFL, the Texans put a severe dent in the Chiefs' playoff chances.
Third and goal. Chiefs bring it five. Stroud marks, walks it in. Touchdown, Houston.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC. Marcus Stroud stood tall last night. Outdueled Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs are on the outside looking in. A 20-10 loss to the Texans. And a final NFL note, what was Jaden Daniels even doing playing in that game yesterday against the Vikings? Knocked out again with an injured shoulder. Minnesota embarrasses the Commanders and eliminates them. 31-0 was the final. CFP playoff seedings announced yesterday. Indiana, by virtue of their historic win over Ohio State on Saturday, is number one for the first time in their history. Alabama, Miami, JMU, and Tulane are in. Notre Dame is out. The time now is 6:37. When we return, three things that you should know about yesterday's game.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Did you have an entertaining weekend?
I did. I was with the grandchildren most of the weekend.
Oh, so
took them to see a nice little place called Braglio Farm out in Marriottsville.
Oh, yeah.
They have the lighted inflatables up there. You walk through the corn maze, and it was a little chilly, but they enjoyed it. They had a great time.
We are familiar with it. And a sidebar, the Braglio family, Roman Braglio, mm-hmm. was a lineman for Gilman, went on to play at Maryland,
right.
And was quite a football player,
right.
Actually. So on the Ravens game yesterday, obviously everybody's talking about it this morning. Three things could be true at the same time, and they all came true yesterday. Number one, the Ravens aren't really that good of a football
right.
team for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Injuries, whatever. That's number one. Number two, the NFL is a hard game to officiate. That's absolutely true. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And number three, the officials blew it.
Yeah.
And the league needs to overturn. This is a ridiculous rule.
Well, this
I don't even know why it's a rule.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand. So if the nose of the ball breaks the plane from a running back, touchdown. If the nose of the ball breaks the plane on a kickoff, touchback. If you come down with a catch with 2 feet and you kind of fall.
And you have possession,
you keep possession, it's a touchdown. So why isn't it, if you catch the ball with both hands and have 2 feet planted in the end zone.
Take two steps.
Why isn't that a touchdown?
No idea.
And what is a football move?
Catching it and taking 2 steps. Those are football moves.
But they're now saying you got to take 3 steps.
Right, exactly. I don't know where this third foot came from.
The Ravens got jobbed on that one. There's no doubt about it. And the question is, will the league admit it?
Well, I highly doubt that. And then the other one that Harbaugh was talking about was that interception. You may or may not have seen it. Rodgers threw the ball. It was batted up at the line of scrimmage, scrum for the ball, never touched the ground. Right. And Rodgers had it in his hands, but Teddy Buchanan had it too. And Rodgers' knee touched the ground, and the referees ruled that when his knee touched the ground, he had possession,
right,
which didn't look like it, and the interception was overturned.
Was it a simultaneous catch or reception?
Well, it was a simultaneous catch, and it looked like Buchanan wrestled it away.
That always goes to the offense.
Well, wait a minute, but you got to have, but here's the thing. They called it an interception on the field.
When they
looked at the replay, it didn't look like there was any incontrovertible word. Yeah, that. Thank you, Sean. Yeah. I wasn't an English major. In fact, I wasn't any major. There wasn't enough to overturn it, and they overturned it, and the Ravens are on the wrong end of all these calls.
I think they're proving they're just not a playoff team. And neither is Pittsburgh. I tell you, whoever wins that division is going to be short-lived in the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, it was a slobber knocker yesterday, no doubt about it.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Tampon Tim Walls is under increased fire as Minnesota Disability Services pauses their licensing after a 283% increase in new license applications, but only 25% increase in participants. And once again, we thought we'd mark the occasion with a little Tampon Tim Christmas song.
He's Tim Walz, retarded governor of the year. He's effeminate, prancing, and his creepy face waves his hands like a queer. He's Tim Walz, retarded governor of the year. Come on! He's the crappiest governor of them all. Somalis invaded, corruption invaded as Minnesota falls. He's Tim Walz, most retarded governor of them all. See you in jail, retard.
Now the daughter is complaining that people are driving by the house going, "Hey, yo, retard!" And maybe they are. I don't know. And once again, Trump strikes. His branding is just unbelievable. Walz last week responded to the scandal, claiming that his state is just generous and prosperous, which attracts criminals. Yeah, like you. Like Keith Ellison. Like Elon Omar. We'll hear from her in just a second. Whether it's food stamps or whether it's disability services, whatever it is, again, 87 charged with food stamp fraud in Minnesota. Only 8 were non-Somalis. So again, why are you targeting the Somali community? Well, it's like
themselves.
Weeb Willie Keeler was it that said, "Why do you rob the banks?" He said, "Because that's where the money is." Okay. All right, it's unbelievable. All right, your calls and comments, welcome, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It is 6:43, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, northbound Route 10, coming up to Glen Burnie. If you're coming up from Ordnance Road, the problem is the accident at the ramp at the Beltway. It's been there a better part of an hour now, northbound, so you may want to slide over to Ritchie Highway and pick up the Beltway through there. Pretty good size backup. At one point, it was back up to the Ordnance Road ramp northbound. The new wreck on the Beltway sits in the left-hand lane, inner loop at Bel Air Road. I think the fire department might still be there, out of camera range right now, but the state police are there. We're getting 2 lanes by to the right-hand side, backed up not quite to Harford Road. but pretty close. Let me just take it back over to Harford Road once again real quick here. Yeah, it's just now backing up to Harford Road. So it's Harford Road over to Bel Air Road. If you're going to take the ramp to White Marsh Boulevard, which is a left exit there, there's no problem getting into that lane to head over towards that ramp at White Marsh Boulevard. They're still reporting a minor wreck southbound 95 at Eastern Avenue. The traffic at both the harbor tunnels now beginning to develop the normal delay. And, of course, the west side outer loop of the Beltway, you can throw in that delay already, building very quickly from 795 going south towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEB.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cold today, high in the low 30s, maybe a snow flurry here or there, wind gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, lows in the teens, tomorrow sunny, mid-30s, it's cloudy, 31 in the Middle River, 32 in Essex, and let's out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bono Johnson.
What kind of idiots do you have working here?
Yeah. Step right up.
Step right up.
As we just heard Maggie Hunter report, the Cheesecake Factory at the Inner Harbor will close early next year after almost 30 years at the visible waterfront dining spots in the harbor. The representatives for the Cheesecake Factory could not be reached for comment on Friday about the decision to leave the complex, but one wonders that there has to be a lack of visitors in the Inner Harbor based on a number of things.
Right.
Based
just
on
a few.
Public safety, based on crime, based on the fact that, again, the once great Inner Harbor is not so great anymore.
Mm-mm. No way.
And so when you redevelop it, when you basically have chased store owners and shops out of the Inner Harbor, remember the Pratt Street Pavilion, there was Light Street Pavilion?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's hardly anything there. I mean, I know there's some shops still left.
Well, here's part of the problem. I mean, you go down there, you have to park somewhere.
Right.
So you park in a garage, you're at risk.
You're parking in a garage at risk. It's also going to cost you some money.
Right, it's going to cost you some money. If you start walking around, there's been some attacks with people, four or five people coming up and attacking you, different things. So, the word gets out, and you go, I ain't going.
Yeah, but Mayor Scott says, hey, our homicide rate and non-fatal shootings are way down.
Absolutely.
You
should feel
an SUV. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah. I like the signs that say, for the price you pay, we are not responsible for it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Baskin's
disclaimer.
Baskin Robbins bringing back the peppermint ice cream for the peppermint ice cream fans. Eggnog latte and chestnut praline are back at Starbucks. The Candy King Crunch milkshake returns to Five Guys. If you like that kind of thing, just give me your old vanilla milkshake. I'm good with that. Hershey's 2025 holiday lineup includes new Snickerdoodle Kisses. And you've been seen enjoying those before, Maggie.
And there.
Here and there. You've been sneaking some Snickerdoodles.
Who doesn't sneak Snickerdoodles?
And by the way, is it time for Maryland to join the rest of the modern world? Maryland is only one of four states that does not sell beer or wine in grocery stores. And now there's a bill by Delegate Marlon Amprey, the Alcohol Beverages Modernization Act, aimed at bringing beer and wine to grocery stores. I'm all for it. I think it's a great... Now, I understand that there are some craft distillers and some local liquor shops and stuff that are upset. They don't think it can compete with the grocery stores. But I think it's a thing of convenience.
If you're at the grocery store,
you want to pick up a bottle of wine or a six-pack of beer or something, that way you don't have to make an additional stop. I think that's a service which is good for the consumer. Look, you can still go places. People go to Total Wine. They go to there's the Hunt Valley Liquors right next to Wegmans there. They've got great prices. There's Pine Orchard out in Howard County, which has great prices. So if you want to shop around for places with great prices, you can do that. This is a convenience matter. That's all it is.
Right.
I mean, there's only four states, Maryland, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Alaska,
that do not allow
beer and wine in grocery stores. I think it's time we stop banning beer and wine in those venues.
I agree wholeheartedly.
No, yeah, it's in Florida. I know. I've been in Florida, and you walk into the grocery store, they've got everything.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Now in Virginia, they sell beer and wine in the grocery stores, but for the hard liquor, for the other spirits, they have state stores.
I think that's in PA.
PA as well. If you want to get some vodka or whatever, you got to go to a state store. You can't buy the hard stuff in the beer.
Beer and wine at the 7-Eleven past me, right over the Harford County line. Sure.
Yeah. You're a frequent visitor, I hear.
Well,
you know,
it's convenient. They've got
the Maggie drive-through.
They do have drive-throughs.
It's like the mailbag you pick up with a rail car.
Doesn't even stop, just hands it off.
That's right, she hands it right off. There's a little hook she has outside of her car.
Yeah, well, that's the Gish man hanging out the front window.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. All right, let's take a call here from Jamie in Cadenceville. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I hope everyone has a great holiday. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah. But unfortunately, I want someone, a representative, maybe Delegate Maggione, to figure out why Howard County school libraries have banned, and I've got this from firsthand information because my friend actually works there, banned anything Christmas, any book. They're allowed to have every other religious book, but they cannot have anything themed Christmas in the library, in the school.
That sounds to me that that's a First Amendment issue. It's discrimination. So you're saying that in Howard County public library system, you can't go to a school library or a public library?
The school library.
All right. So the school library, for instance, there's no book that mentions Christmas or about Christmas at all?
Yep. Because my friend was actually saying, where are all the books about Christmas? Oh, we're not allowed to have that. We don't want to offend anyone. I'm a little confused. Weren't we founded on Christian values?
Yeah, we certainly are.
How can you offend somebody with a Christmas?
No,
I'm sure if they had something perverted about Christmas.
Well, the drag queens. Look, if the drag queens wanted to come in and read a Christmas book, I'm sure they'd be allowed to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to look into this.
I wish Delegate Maggione would help out on this one. Or at least put it to the forefront so Trump can really reverse it.
We're on it, Jamie. Thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Have a great day. 650, the best of Casey & Company, available each and every day. WCBM.com and our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. Up next, Ilhan Omar is whining and complaining.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the Law Offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Christmas Eve is coming up. It is just a couple of weeks from Wednesday. All right, here are listening to Casey & Company here on WCVM. And coming up at the top of the hour, we've got the Supreme Court's going to hear the birthright citizenship case. The RNC and the Maryland GOP are suing the state of Maryland over registered voters. We have a congresswoman claiming that she was pepper sprayed when video evidence refutes that. Why are they such liars? It's just amazing to me. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The inner loop wreck at Bel Air Road is now on the right shoulder, just after the ramp. that would take you on to Bel Air Road northbound. So everybody's off to the side. They're still going to be looking at it because there's all kind of equipment there, but they're safely off the roadway, and we have the lanes moving once again. Now, I'm going to go right back to the camera. We're sitting still right here at Hartford Road. Again, if you need to exit at White Marsh Boulevard, that's a left exit off the Beltway. You're good there, but you're sitting in this backup that may even be back towards Baring Parkway now, but at least now we have some lanes moving again. The other big wreck this morning has been northbound Route 10 coming onto the ramp at the Beltway in Glen Burnie. If you're coming up Route 10, you may want to slide over, pick up Ritchie Highway, and use that up to the Beltway as the detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cold today, high in the low 30s, some snow flurries possible. It's going to be bitterly cold tonight, down into the teens before things start to warm up starting tomorrow, and then Wednesday gets a little bit better. Cloudy 29 in Forest Hill, 35 and windy in Stevensville. Ilhan Omar, who has been in the crosshairs of President Trump recently, he did refer to her as garbage. Wanting to come over here from Somalia, does nothing about, he said, bitch, and complain about the United States. And, you know, if you don't like it, go back. Make your country great again instead of coming over here and spreading your stuff. In any event, she was on Deface the Nation with Margaret Brennan yesterday. Brennan was asking her about the massive number of Somalis charged in the food stamp fraud, etc., in Minnesota.
Of the 87 people charged, all but 8 are of Somali descent. And that has added to the spotlight being put specifically on your community. Why do you think this fraud was allowed to get so widespread?
Well, I want to say, you know, this also has an impact on Somalis because we are also taxpayers in Minnesota. We also could have benefited from the program and the money that was stolen. And so it's been really frustrating for people to not acknowledge the fact that we're also as Minnesotans, as taxpayers, really upset and angry about the fraud that has occurred.
No, she said that we as Minnesotans would benefit. We're not quite sure what benefit you got. That's still being looked at. But it's hard for me to believe that 500 Minnesota state employees, whistleblowers, basically said, we told Tampon Tim what was going on. He looked the other way. It's hard for me to believe that Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, would not have known. And it's hard for me to believe that many of these people, these Somali restaurant owners who are donors to Omar's campaign, that she wouldn't have known either. But that has yet to have been proven. So we have to take, the benefit of the doubt here. As to President Trump going after her and some in the Somali community,
it's disgusting. It's completely disgusting. These are Americans that he is calling garbage. And we feel like there is an unhealthy obsession that he has on the Somali community, and an unhealthy and creepy obsession that he has with me. I think it is also really important for us to remember that this kind of hateful rhetoric and this level of dehumanizing can lead to dangerous actions by people who listen to the president.
Yeah, so she's worried about the president's rhetoric and the president dehumanizing people. Then she does the very same thing herself when talking about Stephen Miller.
When I think about Stephen Miller and his white supremacist rhetoric, it reminds me of the way the Nazis described Jewish people in Germany.
So there you have it. That's not dangerous, though. Comparing people to Nazis, comparing people to trying to exterminate an entire race of people, the Jewish people, that's not dehumanizing. That's not a dangerous rhetoric. So, again, Ilhan Omar, if she were deported today, would be addition by subtraction. And she should be, because she lied about getting into the country. She married her brother to defraud And there's that word again, keeps popping up around her, the United States immigration laws and our immigration system. So just keep that in mind. So we'll keep an eye. Hopefully the Justice Department is looking into going right up. Just follow. Take some of these low-level Minnesota Somali employees that are defrauding the Minnesota SNAP program and the U.S. SNAP program and run it up the old ladder and see who's at the top. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together and make sure that no matter where you are in the metro area, you can choose the best when it comes to fixing your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and really was about time the two premier transmission service companies teamed up. And whether you're in the market for a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds of dollars less than what the dealers would charge you, in some cases, it's thousands, look no further than Glenn Burney or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous professional and expert service from both companies. Free area towing. Financing is available. Call Glenn Burney at 410-766-8500 or gpt-online.com or Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, they are indeed the best transmission team in Baltimore. It is coming up on 7 o'clock, top of the hour, right after the news. We're going to get into the Supreme Court hearing the birthright citizenship case, finally. The RNC and the Maryland GOP are suing the state over registered voters. A congresswoman claims she was pepper sprayed in the face, and she lied about that. And a complete MAGA update, including the FIFA Awards and the Kennedy Center Awards.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Ukrainian President Zelensky is meeting with French, German, and British leaders today in London. The talks aim to strengthen Ukraine's position in negotiations on a U.S.-backed plan to end the war with Russia. Russian forces, meanwhile, continue attacking Ukraine. Drone and missile strikes killed at least four people yesterday. Russian air defenses destroyed 67 Ukrainian drones overnight. There's been no word on how many drones broke through. Newly unveiled defense spending bill comes with a mind-blowing price tag.
The sweeping 3,000-page bill authorizes a record $901 billion in national security spending next year. That's billions more than President Trump's request. The measure includes a 4% raise for enlisted troops, as well as $400 million in military assistance to Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the legislation would advance the president's agenda by ending woke ideology at the Pentagon and securing the border, among other priorities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Congressman Andy Biggs suggests he does not think the Democrats will gain much traction with the voters by hammering away at the affordability issue ahead of next year's midterm elections. Biggs tells the Salem Radio Network that for the GOP, it's all about getting the message out.
We have to address health care, and as prices do continue to come down, we have to somehow break through the stranglehold that the socialist Marxist media has and let people know, yeah, prices are coming down. There are jobs being created in this country, and that you really didn't see that under Joe Biden. And that's we have to get our message out. If we get our message out, we win.
Democratic governors met over the weekend in Arizona. They view affordability as a winning issue for their party next year. On Wall Street, Dow futures are flat. NASDAQ futures up 47 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck at the Curtis Creek Bridge. If you're coming through that area, Curtis Bay, it's on the inner loop right at the bridge. Room to get by. It's not a big deal right now, but you do have a trooper there with some flashing lights. So there's room to get by, and they're only slowing right there at the scene. Coming up Route 10 from Anne Arundel County, north of Ordnance Road. They're still working on the wreck. Been there at least an hour, if not longer. Northbound Route 10. Right at the ramp at 695. So again, some of the traffic, you can go over to Ritchie Highway and pick up the Beltway from there and then make your move all the way up to and including both the Harbor Tunnels, which in the meantime, not too bad early this morning for the traffic at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the long 895, or about a 10-minute delay right now. Accident on the Beltway northeast side, still on the right shoulder. It's attracting attention. It's on the inner loop shoulder right after the ramp at Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cold with some flurries today. Highs in the low 30s with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour at times. Partly cloudy and frigid tonight as lows fall into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 32 in Parkville, 31 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Police are investigating separate weekend shootings that left three people dead and three others wounded. Early Saturday morning, four people were shot inside of a home in the 1800 block of McHenry Street. A man and a woman were killed, and another man and woman are listed in critical but stable condition. Overnight Sunday, a man was shot and killed in the 3000 block of Rosalie Avenue, and at around 10:30 a.m., a man was injured by gunfire in the 2200 block of East North Avenue. Also under investigation, a shooting that injured a juvenile on Saturday. Police say it happened outside of a business in the 1700 block of Eastern Avenue. And city police are looking for a group of suspects who stole items from a Baltimore clothing store over the weekend. It happened Saturday evening at the DTLR store on Sinclair Lane when seven people ran into the store, took clothing, and ran off on foot. And a new trend in robberies are being reported by Baltimore police. WMAR reports that police are seeing young people getting targeted for jacket brands such as North Face and Canada Goose, as well as Citizen watches. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 483. The pick four, 1246. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barrowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, while the Isaiah likely non-touchdown catch will grab all the headlines this morning, there were other reasons the Ravens lost yesterday as well.
From the pocket. And he's the legs. No spy. Looks around. Now just tosses it. Picked off. Did not have enough air under it. And James Pierre jumps up and brings it down.
Jim Nance had the call on CBS. Pierre's second quarter interception put the Steelers in business at the Ravens 36. And 6 plays later, Pittsburgh was in the end zone for a 17-6 lead on their way to a 27-22 win. After the game, Lamar was asked about the pick.
Trying to make something happen. It was like third down. Try to throw it to Rasheem, but I threw it too light. He just made a good play on it. One hand interception.
So he threw it too light to Pierre, who actually is Lamar's first cousin. Mothers are sisters, and Pierre was asked about it if he has bragging rights now in the family after the game.
Not necessarily, you know. It's just my mom. You know, my mom gonna be talking a lot about it.
Have you ever intercepted him before?
We always play on the same team.
Okay.
Wow, unbelievable family history right there. Meanwhile, on the ice last night in D.C., the Capitals were back at it after a loss the other night. Tried to make it back up against the Blue Jackets.
Beauvillier working on the outside on the interchange. There's Wilson. What time? Score! Jacob Chychrun!
So B had the call on monumental Logan Thompson with 39 saves last night in the Caps 2-0 shutout over the Blue Jackets. College basketball yesterday, Towson on the road falls at UCF 86-61. And Saturday in Iowa City, the Terps were outmanned by the Hawkeyes 83-64 despite 17 points and 14 rebounds from Pharrell Payne. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's nothing like Army-Navy in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, a congresswoman claims that she was pepper sprayed by ice in the face. But video evidence proves otherwise. And Democrats now accusing Trump of murder. Boy, they really stopped the rhetoric, didn't they? RNC and the Maryland GOP are suing the state over registered voters. Our top story here today, the Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear the birthright citizenship case that President Trump has been asking now for quite some time. You know, the executive order that he signed. The High Court announced on Friday they will hear arguments regarding Trump's executive order that would revoke the automatic guarantee that any child born on U.S. soil, even to an illegal immigrant parent, would be an American citizen. Trump's order has not gone into effect since the courts and the judicial activists have blocked it. But this has the potential to overturn a Supreme Court precedent going all the way back to 1898, when the majority upheld birthright citizenship under the 14th Amendment, which was enacted to grant citizenship to freed slaves after the Civil War. Here's Article 3 Project's Mike Davis explaining the scenario.
Yeah, this is one of the most crucial decisions that the Supreme Court will decide this upcoming term, and it's the issue of birthright citizenship. On January 20th of this year, President Trump's first day in office, he signed an executive order ordering his government to not automatically grant birthright citizenship to people who are born in the United States. That is a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment. After the Civil War, we had the Civil War Amendments, the 13th Amendment to free the slaves, the 14th Amendment to provide equal protection and due process to the freed slaves, and the 15th Amendment to provide voting rights to the freed black male slaves. That was extended to women with the 19th Amendment, but as part of the 14th Amendment, the ratifiers wanted to guarantee birthright citizenship to the children of the freed slaves. So there's the birthright citizenship provision in the 14th Amendment, which says that the children born to people subject to the jurisdiction of the United States have birthright citizenship. And there is a clear legal meaning. If you looked at the text and the original public meaning of subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, that means people who are loyal to the United States. So people, for example, foreign ambassadors' kids do not get birthright citizenship. Foreign armies' kids would not get birthright citizenship. Do we think that foreign terrorist kids would get birthright citizenship? Birthright citizenship did not even apply to the children of American Indians.
Yeah, that's a very important point. We'll discuss that little phrase, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and how it has been used to basically grow the Democrat Party and Democrat voters in this country for the last 125 years. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Right, about a half an hour ago, we had the wreck on the inner loop at Bel Air Road that backed us up to Hartford Road, and we said probably would go back to Perrin Parkway. Well, now in that backup area, there's a new wreck on the inner loop before Hartford Road. Fire department is there now. They're blocking the left-hand lane, and the backup is back even to and beyond Perrin Parkway. So now if you're coming down the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard, you're working your way over there right at Perrin. You're going to start to back up through there. The outer loop is looking at it, so we're going to be slow there again, but that's pretty much the normal delay. And then the earlier wreck, I'm going to head back over there right now. Yep, still there on the right side. Inner loop at the ramp at Bel Air Road, and now with the fire department there, they're blocking the right lane. So inner loop at Hartford, inner loop at Bel Air Road, definitely slowdowns on that side. The wreck on the Curtis Creek Bridge on the inner loop of the Beltway at Curtis Bay, it's far enough off to the side, not a big deal there. The wreck happened around 5:30 this morning, northbound Route 10, coming up to the ramp at the Beltway. And again, if you're coming up from Ordnance Road, you may want to exit there. Ritchie Highway, northbound, use that as the detour route. Just about the normal delay so far, but it's really not out of control yet with the heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be mostly cloudy, cold today, high in the low 30s. Snow flurries possible. Wind gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Overnight low, we're going to be in the teens tonight. Right now, cloudy, 31 in the city, and it is a 31 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, a busy Friday and busy weekend for the President and the First Lady. President Trump is the star of the show Friday morning at the Kennedy Center, home of the 2026 FIFA World Cup draw, where he was awarded the FIFA Peace Prize after being snubbed by the Nobel Committee earlier this year. But first, the President drawing the World Cup groups. It just happened. And they're saying this was not fixed, this was not rigged, but somehow he drew the U.S.
This is shocking.
United States of America!
Yeah, how about that? And this is a group that the United States, and I'm certainly not a football or soccer expert, but I look at this group with Paraguay and Australia. I can't remember who else is in there. I'll have to figure out who's in there. But they could not only do well, advance out of this group, they should win it. So we'll see. But, you know, those, and then go into the next round. But we'll see what happens. The last thing we want is England coming here and winning on our 250th birthday, winning the World Cup. That is a possibility because they're pretty darn good this year, I am hearing. So is Spain. All right, we'll see what happens. But he also got the first ever FIFA Peace Prize awarded by FIFA President Gianni Infantino.
FIFA, the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, awards the 2025 FIFA Peace Prize, Football Unites the World, to Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, in recognition of his exceptional and extraordinary actions to promote peace and unity around the world. Friday, December 5th, 2025. This is the certificate. It's yours.
Thank you very much. This is truly one of the great honors of my life. And beyond awards, Johnny and I were discussing this. We saved millions and millions.
Yeah, that is, again, and many of these pieces are and this is not including Ukraine, Russia. And we'll hear about that a little bit later on. But also, was the Kennedy Center Awards, and the building had to be renovated. The building was dilapidated. It was in danger in some cases of it was decrepit. It was old. It was falling apart, and President Trump has come in and shored that up. And he, of course, announced the five honorees over the weekend.
From Newark, New Jersey to Poteet, Texas, from New York City to as far away as London. These are among the greatest artists, actors, and performers of their generation.
And they went to a renowned country music star called the King of Country, George Strait, Michael Crawford, the actor and singer famous for his role in Phantom of the Opera, Sly Stallone, as we know, the iconic actor known for the Rocky series, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, Disco Queen, and legendary rock band Kiss were all being honored. That will be shown a little bit later on, I think, on CBS this year. And the president said he was the host of the Kennedy Center Awards.
You'd like to be on the list.
I don't know about that, but I have a question for you, Mr. President. How have you prepared to host tonight?
Well, maybe I haven't prepared. Maybe you want to be a little bit loose. If you look at the great hosts, Johnny Carson, Bob Hope, those are the greats. If you look at the not-so-greats like Jimmy Kimmel, he was just terrible. But no, I think you want to be just loose and not a lot to prepare for.
Really.
You know what you have to be? You have to be yourself.
Yeah, that's so true, and he'll be himself and do a great job. J.D. Vance told a story the other day of what happens behind the scenes sometimes in the Oval Office. This has to do with Vance and Marco Rubio and elected officials, the shoes that they were wearing.
I want to talk about Sly and all his great accomplishments and why we're gathered here to celebrate him, but I want to first say, you know, people often ask me what it's like to be the Vice President of the United States. And a lot of it is exactly what you would expect it to look like if you watched on TV or just paid attention to the media. But sometimes you get these behind-the-scenes moments that I will never, ever forget for the rest of my life. So, for example, today I'm in the Oval Office with the President of the United States and our great Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, and we're talking about something really, really important. And the President kind of holds up his hand and says, no, 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 hold on a second. There's something much more important. Shoes. And he peers over the Resolute desk and he says, Marco, JD, you guys have shoes. We gotta get the better shoes. So he goes out and grabs a catalog. There happens to be another politician in the room. I won't say who, and you'll find out why in a second. And he actually runs us through this incredible shoe catalog. And we're by the way, the president is gifting us with four pairs of shoes. And I think four pairs for Marco. And he's actually asking our size in the middle of this conversation. He's asking for our size so that he can make sure that we get the right shoes. And he asked this other politician, he said, I'm going to get you some shoes too. And so he says, Marco, what's your shoe size? And Marco's apparently an 11 and a half. He says, you know, JD, what's your shoe size? My shoe size is 13. And he asked this politician, who I won't embarrass, what his shoe size is. And he says, 7. President, he kind of leans back in his chair and says, you know, you can tell a lot about a man by his shoe size.
Oh, boy.
We won't ask the second lady for comment on that particular topic.
Yeah, it's got to be fascinating and highly entertaining behind the scenes, as we all know what it is up front as well. And that's the way it went down on the 323rd day of the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A, 21 minutes after the hour, and I'll be making the trek over to Town Appliance this week with the wife, and it's time for the new refrigerator, indeed. And the first place we thought of, Town Appliance. You get to see Mayor or Mayor, both mayors. They've got over 70 different brands of appliances on display in their stunning new showroom, which is soon to be expanded. And the customer service is just incredible. And they have a price match. They guarantee the lowest price. And, you know, again, it's just a great place to go and pick out your single appliance. If you're upgrading your whole kitchen, go for Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, Owings Mill, for all your appliance needs.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Penn. Caledonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334. License 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. This December, honor Maryland's heroes by joining Wreaths Across America at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens. When Saturday, December 13th at 12 p.m., volunteers will gather to place wreaths on the graves of our fallen service members, ensuring that their sacrifice is remembered during the holiday season. You can take part by sponsoring a wreath, volunteering, or simply attending to pay your respects. Visit wreathsacrossamericadelaney.org to learn more. Remember, honor, teach. Come join on December 13th at Delaney Valley Gardens.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It looks like the ramp is back open now, northbound Route 10 coming up to the Beltway, so that's good news. We're back into a green situation there as far as the data is concerned. That indicates that the traffic is back open. Inner loop around the Curtis Creek Bridge, that accident there was off, pretty much off to the side. Not a big deal there. Two different accidents this morning on the Beltway. The inner loop at Bel Air Road, fire department was still there. And that's still slow. They were looking at it. Then in the backup, which we said would go back to Perrin Parkway, there's a wreck in the left-hand lane there. And they're kind of crowding the left center lane as well. So, again, if you're coming over from Providence Road, you're coming over to Perrin Parkway, you'll need to be to the center and the right. The outer loop is looking at it. And, of course, then that becomes the normal delay. The inner loop at Green Spring, not bad at all. The west side outer loop is just kind of the heavy traffic there. 795 down to Frederick Road. Nothing major, but heavier traffic now southbound approaching both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy, cold today. High low 30s. Snow flurries possible. Wind gust 20 miles an hour. Overnight low temps in the teens. Sunny mid-30s for tomorrow. Right now, 31 and cloudy in Middle River. And it's 30 and cloudy in Parkville. And we're talking about the Supreme Court is going to hear the president's over the executive order. 22 states sued to stop it and block it. That's basically nullifying the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment, which states, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. And Solicitor General John Sauer has argued that the previous rulings of the court misinterpreted the late 19th century ruling on the subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And basically because American Indians were not included in that. They did not become citizens. Now, the freed slaves did. So if you were, again, many might argue that Native Americans preceded us coming to the United States. And if anybody should have been granted citizenship retroactively, it should have been the Native Americans. But no, it didn't happen until the turn of the century. So that is an argument against. If you go back and you read the Federalist Papers and you read what the Founding Fathers thought at the time, they did not believe that the sons or daughters of foreign diplomats or foreign ambassadors should become. In fact, that was a big concern. Dual citizenship back then was a huge concern. I don't know why we allowed it to happen now. There should be no such thing as a dual citizen of the United States. Your allegiance is to the United States of America, first, foremost, and only, exclusively. I don't care. I'm not picking on any countries individually here. It's just if you are a citizen of the United States, that is who you owe your allegiance to, no other country. Yeah, especially in Congress. That's a good point, Kristen. And then again, if you look it up, the 14th Amendment Citizenship Clause, meaning people fully subject to the U.S. laws and owing their allegiance, again, that's what it means. And so we'll see if the Supreme Court will agree with that definition or not. The fact that they, look, it's hard to read the Supreme Court. You got 22 states suing the president over this executive order, and they might just want to tamp it down. Though I did hear some so-called constitutional experts say they think the court will rule against Trump, but they think it'll be closer than we might imagine. Could be 6-3, 5-4 against Trump. But I think that clearly I don't think the three liberals are going to see it Trump's way. The only question is, where does Justice Roberts go on this? Because he's going to lead the charge. And if he agrees, then he might be able to persuade others. You always wonder about Amy Coney Barrett as well. So we'll have to wait and see. I just think that, again, you can't. Look, here's a scenario. Ma and Pa illegal get together in Mexico, just for an example. They then procreate. She is with child. She then leaves Mexico, crosses into the United States illegally, and then eventually gives birth. Why would that child be considered a U.S. citizen? It's not the child's fault, but the parents then deceived our immigration laws. They conspired to defraud our immigration laws. They wanted to get into the United States, even though both parents are not citizens of the United States. They conspired to defraud the United States by getting citizenship and all the benefits thereof for this child born on U.S. soil. So that's part of the argument. Just because you're pregnant and you fly into the United States shouldn't automatically guarantee you citizenship. Now, there's a path for that child to naturalize and become a citizen. Always has been. All right. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. There for you should you need them. Vinny, of course, is if you're looking to sell your home right now, Vinny's the guy you want to call, list your home with. You want to sit down, meet with Vinny and or his agents, discuss about the asking price, the staging, the time frame that you'd like to sell your home. And then once you both agree and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's that simple. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, then Vinny will buy it from you, and he will pay you in cash. He's got all sorts of programs to help you in that regard as well. So call Vinny. Tell him I told you to call 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And guarantee the sale of your home with Vinny Steele. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Governor Wes Moore has announced the launch of a modernized online platform for the Code of Maryland Regulations. COMAR is accessed more than 100,000 times a month by state agencies, courts, libraries, law firms, businesses, and others who need to know the law. The new system improves search capabilities and navigation. It automates the regulatory drafting and publishing process, and it's available in an open-source, computer-readable format. The governor says the COMAR updates were made possible through a partnership between the Secretary of State's office and the Maryland Digital Service. Howard County government says a building that's been purchased in Columbia will become a new opportunity and economic mobility center. The facility will open in phases over the next year, starting with the county's Office of Workforce Development. The OWD on Patuxent Woods Drive will offer job services for displaced federal workers and other residents who can access training workshops, receive job coaching and consulting, resume services, and more. The Maryland Department of Labor and the State Department of Education will also be relocating to the new space. Officials say the centralized location will bring key services together under one roof. And the Carroll County Board of Commissioners has decided how it will distribute its $2 million in recreational cannabis tax revenue. Commissioners have voted to issue a request for proposal applications from nonprofits in three categories: housing and homelessness, after-school education programs, and behavioral health. The funding comes from the statewide Community Reinvestment and Repair Fund, which distributes part of the recreational marijuana tax revenue to support initiatives that benefit low-income communities and those disproportionately impacted by the enforcement of cannabis laws. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires a qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Morning backup has arrived. If you're going towards Annapolis now and you're coming down from the area around Benfield Boulevard, that's the normal stuff. Bottom of the hill at Benfield, and then you come down through the ramp at I-97 at Route 32. It does start to get better once you pass the bridge at 178. A little cloud cover today, so not as much of a problem there fighting the bright sunshine. And then 50 between I-97 and the Bay Bridge. There are no problems there. Two wrecks on the Beltway. One was earlier on the inner loop at Bel Air Road. That was still kind of crowding the right lane with the fire department in that area. The pace now is a little bit better right there at Bel Air Road. And then in the backup, we had the accident, which is still crowding the left-hand lane. So there is a delay there coming over from Perrien Parkway. You'll have room to get by to the right. So you're not out of the woods yet. You clear Hartford Road. You have the other backup that you have to go through over at Bel Air Road. The outer loop is slow, leaving Parkville to Towson, the inner loop at Greenspring, and, of course, the west side with the normal stuff anywhere from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cold with some flurries today. Highs in the low 30s with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour at times. Partly cloudy and frigid tonight as lows fall into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Hard to swallow yesterday, but three calls by the officials all went the Steelers' way, dooming the Ravens in their 27-22 loss to Pittsburgh. The headliner, of course, was the Isaiah Likely touchdown that wasn't, but there were others. The Aaron Rodgers reception negated an apparent interception by Teddy Buchanan, and the phantom personal foul penalty against Travis Jones on the Pittsburgh field goal attempt, which gave the Steelers a first down and eventually put them in the end zone. The result of all that was a swing of at least 11 points. After the game, Coach Harbaugh was asked what he believed about the calls.
You know what? I believe a lot of things. I think the play with, I think the Aaron Rodgers play. I mean, just talking about rules here, it's not an officiating issue. It comes from New York, but you know, when you're making a catch, you have to survive the ground. You know, he didn't survive the ground. He's not down by contact. He was catching the ball.
The fact that the play was called an interception on the field. Here's Roquan Smith asked specifically about that play.
I don't make those calls, nor was I there for the interception. But from the looks of it, I thought Teddy had it, and it was clear. The ref made it on the field. He saw it as well, then overturned it. So I'm not sure. That's not my job. My job is to just go out and play my brand of football.
Well, either way, the calls were made. The Ravens could not overcome, and now they're in a hole. One game back of the Steelers with four to play at Cincy next week, and then the Patriots, the Packers, and the Steelers again to close out the season. College football, that shouting you hear from Bloomington, Indiana, is a new word in the college football lexicon, and that is Heismandoza for Hoosiers quarterback Fernando Mendoza, who engineered the most memorable victory in Indiana football history on Saturday.
Mendoza.
Gus Johnson had the call on Fox. Mendoza's pass to Elijah Surratt with 8 minutes to play put the Hoosiers in the lead, and they held on 13-10 the final over the Buckeyes, not only securing the Big Ten title and the number one seed going into the CFP playoffs, but also the greatest turnaround of a program in college football history. The last time Indiana won the Big Ten championship was 1967. Last time they beat Ohio State was 1988. And finally, Army-Navy week begins today in Baltimore, and in today's game of the College Division of Pro Football, what a breath of fresh air. This is the transfer portal and NIL have changed the landscape of college football, but Navy quarterback Blake Horvath says the Mids used it to their advantage.
When all of this was sort of starting to come about with NIL and the transfer portal, people were saying that the academies weren't going to have a competitive team ever again, just how the way things were shaking out. And I think we've taken a negative in the beginning and turned it into our strength.
3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in Baltimore. The time now is 7:37. When we return, can it happen here?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Sean, even though there's nothing at stake, you went 3-1 in the Friday football pick'em.
So that's why I really excel when there's nothing at stake.
Actually, you're inching up on the 500 level. I think you're 5 games under now, okay. So you're doing well.
I'll finish 500 by the end of the year.
Yeah, no, I'm very confident in you, Sean. You're a good, really football analyst. But anyway, can it happen here is my question, and here's what I'm talking about. Indiana. They were literally the losingest program in the history of college football.
They hadn't won a Big Ten championship since 1967.
Correct. This is before Lee Corso.
Right.
Okay? They're the number one team in the nation. They're the odds-on favorite. They're the number one seed. Kurt Cignetti came from JMU, turned that program around. They got the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. He will win the Heisman Trophy. Can it happen at Maryland?
With the right coach.
Right. So if Indiana can do it, then the hope is not lost here. You just got to get the right guy.
Yeah.
The question is, who's the right guy and how much does he cost?
Well, there's a lot of colleges that are doing that right now. Who's the right guy for which program? So we'll see what happens.
And you know what's interesting about it is that these right guys are guys like Kurt Cignetti, who did it at a lower level, have the process down, and sold it up. And that's what Maryland needs. I love Mike Locksley. I think he's a great guy and a good football coach. I just don't think he's the guy.
So, all right, we'll see what happens. He's got a year left on his contract?
No, it's more than that.
Is it really?
I'll look at it, but it's
okay.
More than that.
All right, check it out. All right, thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Republican National Committee of Maryland GOP has filed a lawsuit on Friday against state election officials here in Maryland, alleging impossibly high voter registration numbers just days after the DOJ sued. The lawsuit claims Howard County, Montgomery County reported more registered voters than citizens over the age of 18. 10 additional counties reported voter registration rates higher than 95%, a mark above the statewide rate. The complaint names Jared DeMarinis, the state administrator of elections, four members of the state board, and election officials in Howard and Montgomery counties. The RNC and its attorneys previously sent DeMarinis a letter in July requesting the state's voter registration list and alleging the state violated federal law under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. It requires states to make a, quote, reasonable effort to remove the names of ineligible voters from official rolls, end of quote. Here in Maryland, we don't remove squat. We just don't do it. Ever. So that's not a reasonable effort. The 2023 audit found State Board of Elections review of voter registration data remained inadequate, and we may have as much as 20-25% of registered voters who are invalid in the state of Maryland. Harmeet Dillon, who heads up the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, said here's what they recently found in some of the other states.
We've checked 47.5 million voter records. We found 260,000-plus dead people enrolled in the state's voter rolls, which is pretty concerning. They're going to be removed with the help of the DOJ. And finally, that there are several thousand non-citizens who are enrolled to vote in federal elections. This is very concerning, and the DOJ is partnering with local law enforcement where appropriate to prosecute people who have unlawfully voted in our elections. Even one person voting who shouldn't have voted is one too many, because every citizen is entitled to one person, one vote assumption that their vote is being counted equally and only with other American citizens.
An illegal vote or a fraudulent vote cancels out a legal one. It disenfranchises voters. And so DeMarinis and others at the state board said our driving motivation is we can't disenfranchise anyone. We can't remove people from the state rolls because it's disenfranchising them. Well, it doesn't disenfranchise a dead person. It doesn't disenfranchise somebody who shouldn't be allowed to vote in federal elections. And it doesn't disenfranchise somebody who's been is registered in multiple states, who may be voting in another state in a federal election. So we have the technology. It exists. It can be done. Where there's a will, there's a way. And the problem is there is no will because the Maryland Democrat Party dominates the state of Maryland. The state of Maryland is corrupt. And whether it's SNAP data or whether it's voter registration data, they don't want the feds anywhere near it because of what they might find. And that's the truth. So let's see where this lawsuit goes. I wholeheartedly support the RNC, the Maryland GOP, on this one, because I don't like having my vote diluted or canceled because we have incompetent state officials not willing to do their job required under the law. And maybe they need to be held accountable. Because, Governor Moore, in case you're listening, when my vote gets canceled out, I get left behind. I know you're really sensitive to that. 7:43, traffic weather on the threes. With once again the update. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time. Give us a call, 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call us right now. Reserve your spot. You get to match wits with, well, at least Maggie and Kristen. We don't know about the half-wit.
That's because I always get left behind.
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
I'm just an old man stuck in the traffic. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Bob Imler. My buddy Bob Imler, who worked for me a long time ago, he's retiring now after 40 years on the air.
Wow.
What a great guy he is.
Yeah. 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah. I bet you he has pictures.
Some we can use. Okay. I'll tell you about a guy that worked for us and went to Channel 67, but I'll have to show you the picture. You won't believe it. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. JFX, not bad. Ruxton Road, moving south. Cloud cover today, so that's helping out the situation towards the city-county line. The Beltway, yeah, we've had problems. We had the big wreck early on the interloop at Bel Air Road. That's improving. And then the other wreck in the backup was on the interloop before Harford Road, still crowding the left-hand lane. So that's still slow coming over from Paring Parkway. Then you're having normal delays from Parkville to Towson, the interloop in Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. Really not bad at all. We're about maybe 10, 15 minutes at the most southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels and the 95, Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. Your morning back up towards Annapolis, of course, I-97, as you're working way down from Millersville through the split at I-97 at Route 32. It's time to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie do it all. They'll check your antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, and thermostats. You'll be ready to go. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Stop by today. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cold today, low 30s, snow flurries possible, wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour, overnight low temperatures in the teens. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-30s. By Wednesday, mid-40s. So there will be a little bit of a warm-up here. Right now, it is 31 in the city and 31 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got WCBM merch up for grabs today. Paul is in Edgewood. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go first.
Going to go first. All right.
My man.
You know, wait to hear what... Chuck, the wizard, has to say.
Wizard.
All right.
I'm a wizard, all right?
He's the Wizard of Oz. Story one. The state of New York has reportedly released 7,000 illegal aliens from jail, including 29 individuals who are linked to homicide cases. But the Attorney General, Tish James, doesn't care about them. She's now prosecuting local sheriffs who are cooperating with ICE, according to published accounts. Story two, President Trump says if Ford and GM can't get their act together and aren't up to the job, he may start his own car company to show the car industry how to make cars great again. The president made the statement over the weekend at Kennedy Center and joked that it might be time for Trump Motors. And story three, in an outstanding example of nation's upside-down justice system, a D.C. court is allowing a squatter to remain inside a woman's home for nearly a year after she overstayed her Airbnb reservation, has no lease, no tenancy agreement, no legal right to occupy, yet she's been in the home for over a year. All right. Story one, Tish James would rather go after local sheriffs than actual criminals. Story two, Trump Motors could be a possibility. Or story three, squatter on steroids in D.C. Paul, what are you thinking?
Number one.
All right, Paul goes for story number one. Kristen.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're all probable, but I haven't heard all that about number one, so I will say that, too.
Kristen goes for story number one. Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck goes for two, and Maggie?
I'm going for two.
And Maggie goes for two as well. Nobody votes for story number three. That is a true story, squatter on steroids. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Story number two, Trump Motors is our fake news story of the day.
Maggie and Chuck.
See, Witt and Maggie team up.
Jesus.
Sorry about that, Paul. Thanks for listening and playing the game. Appreciate that. Try again next time. Appreciate that.
Yay.
All right. I think that'd be a good idea, though, Trump Motors. Have you seen the Trump watches yet?
Yes.
I think I might want to get one of those.
Same.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what they cost?
$400
for the watch? Oh, Chuck already knows.
For real?
Yeah, did you get one, Chuck?
I did not.
You did not?
When I saw it was $400, I did not.
Are you getting one for
dividend check
for Christmas?
Am I for Christmas?
Yeah.
I didn't ask Santa for one.
You didn't ask Santa for a Trump watch?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I would love to have one, but yeah, it's a bit steep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's you know, a lot of watches cost in that vicinity now, $300 or $400 for a good watch. You can get a junkie watch for $100, but
a Casio.
Yeah,
Rite Aid.
Casio.
And won't you get me a Casio watch
Casio.
For Christmas? Santa Claus is bringing me.
I went down there on Blair Road, got a Casio, right next to Huffman awning.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Now the lawyers of Casio are starting to write their briefs as we speak.
I don't know with them. You know, even a bad clock is right twice a day.
See you in a couple. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, a congresswoman claims she was pepper sprayed in the face. There's video evidence to refute that. And now they're accusing President Trump of murder. Have they no shame? That coming up in just a second. You know, Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. It used to be just Tim Kyle Electric. They did your interior, exterior wiring, your landscaping wiring, anything had to do with electrical ceiling fans, you name it. If you need a new breakers put in, and they did some electrical work for me, just really good, good stuff. They're top of the line. And then they have now branched out to HVAC as well. And it is time now, especially if your heat is not working as it should, or it's costing you more money than it should, then have Tim Kyle come out, inspect yours. Not too late. You have problems with that heat pump or forced air or your furnace or whatever the case may be, whatever heating system you have, they'll check it out. They'll service it and make sure that it's up to snuff and delivering heat when you need it, when you want it, and at the same time making sure it's operating at peak efficiency. So call for your appointment, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Or 94.04, I should say. Or you can check them out online, timkylecompany.com.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Santa Claus got a dirty job. Santa Claus got a dirty job.
get the job done. Don't you know that Santa Claus got a dirty job?
Is that the Mike Rowe Band? That is the Mike Rowe Band. The Dirty Jobs Band. Absolutely. That's a good one. Thank you, Kristen. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at who will be Maryland's next speaker. Loyola University also claiming literature promotes white supremacy. And then Baltimore County Fire Department employee is being accused of an absolutely disgusting act. And we'll share that with you as well. Meanwhile, people making news, Sydney Sweeney, Halle Berry, and Ted Nugent, Gonzo. Making some news. So we got all those folks coming up in the next hour for you as well. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new problem on I-70 coming into Marriottsville Road. I'm looking at the camera right at the split at Route 40. The traffic to the right takes Route 40 over to Turf Valley Road. The straight-ahead traffic is backing up, so it looks like there may be some lane blockage there. That section of I-70 is only a two-lane road there, so we're backed up right to the split. You have the option here of maybe going in on Route 40, but right now looks like this is going to back up eventually back towards Route 32, and again, that's I-70 on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy and cold today, low 30s, even a snow flurry possible, wind gusting up to 20 miles an hour overnight. Lows will be in the teens tomorrow, partly sunny, and the mid-30s as well. So it is going to be chilly, at least for the next couple of days, before the things warm up by midweek or so. Right now, it is 31 in Pasadena and 39 in Windy in Ocean City. So over the weekend, we heard from Representative Adelita Grijalva. She is the newly sworn-in congresswoman from Arizona. And she was in Tucson, where ICE was there. And Grijalva joined radical leftist ICE obstructionists who were attacking agents during a law enforcement operation on Friday, where she claimed she was pushed aside and pepper sprayed in the face after identifying herself as a member of Congress. Here's what she said in a video statement.
Hi, it's Adelita Grijalva. We just came up on a community that was protecting their people. We had, I would say, maybe 40 ICE agents, most of them masked, in several vehicles that the community had stopped right here, right in the middle of the street, because they were afraid that they were taking people without due process, without any kind of notice. And so I was here. This is like the restaurant I come to literally once a week, and was sprayed in the face by a very aggressive agent, pushed around by others when I literally was not being aggressive. I was asking for clarification, which is my right as a member of Congress. So once introduced myself, once I did, I assumed that it would be a little calmer, but there was literally only one person that was trying to speak to me in any kind of civil tone, and everyone else was being rude and disrespectful. And I just can only imagine, if they're going to treat me like that, how they're treating everybody else.
Yeah, she said, I was sprayed in the face by a very aggressive agent and pushed around by others when I literally was not being aggressive. Well, you weren't being aggressive, but you were breaking the law. Did you hear what she said? I was in the middle of the street. They were in the middle of the street. They were blocking the intersection. That is against the law. So I don't care who you are. You're a member of Congress? Well, you were sworn in yesterday or, you know, 20 years ago. If you break the law, remember, no one's above the law. Except for illegal aliens, we find out. Then you should go to jail. But they didn't. And they did shoot a pepper spray, pepper ball, but it was behind her at the ground. That's what they were shooting them at the ground, to disperse the crowd. It did not hit her. I saw the video. She wasn't pepper sprayed in the face, but here she has got to cough a little bit to make it sound convincing.
We saw people directly sprayed, members of our press, everybody that was with me, my staff member, myself. Two staff members have like remnants of whatever they sprayed on us. Excuse me, it's bothering me. And I think that this is one of the problems, the biggest problem that we have in this community, is that we have Trump that has no regard for any due process, the rule of law, the Constitution. They're literally disappearing people from the streets. They arrested two people. We have no idea where they're going. And I want to thank Tucson Police Department for coming and taking care of the space, making sure that everyone was safe once ICE left.
Yeah, okay. Well, we got the cough. All right. So that was very convincing. Well, come on. Katie Hobbs, the governor, wrote, my administration's in touch with DHS to gather more information on this incident. Elected officials have the right to ask questions of federal agents in their community, and members of the public have a right to peacefully protest. You're right. You're right about it. But not in the middle of the street. Not when you're blocking traffic. Not when you're interfering with ICE arrests. And by the way, Grijalva had to be outed by TMAC, Trisha McLaughlin, over at DHS. Now they're accusing President Trump of murder. Here is Seth Moulton of Massachusetts. He should know better.
I mean, look, the President of the United States and his Secretary of Defense are conducting murder on the high seas. They're committing murder, and Americans should care. Like, look, none of us like drug traffickers, but we have laws that say that drug traffickers don't get summarily executed. And if it's happening off the coast of America with people that we don't know, just give it time before Donald Trump starts doing this same kind of thing to people we do know right here at home. It matters if the President of the United States breaks the law.
Yeah, well, there's a remedy for that. Mad Maxine also piled on.
This is a killer. I am outraged at the way that on his own, without any consultation, he doesn't know who they are, whether they're innocent or whether they're guilty. He should follow the laws. The laws does not allow or intend for the President of the United States to just kill anybody that he wants to kill.
Well, you know, I didn't hear your concern when Barack Hussein Obama conducted 563 drone strikes murdering terrorists. Yeah, he murdered terrorists, and I was okay with murdering terrorists. Because that's in the global war on terror, that's what you do. But there were some innocent civilians caught up, collateral damage. He did murder a U.S. citizen, who's also a terrorist, Anwar al-Awlaki, in the country of Yemen. But that's okay. When Biden or Obama do it, it's okay. But when Trump does it, it's murder.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A key GOP senator has no objection to releasing video of a military strike on a suspected drug-running speedboat off the coast of Venezuela. Two crew members who survived the initial strike were taken out in a follow-up attack. They apparently tried to summon help from compatriots while salvaging their cargo.
Senator Tom Cotton, who leads the Senate Intelligence Committee, says a video of the military strike on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean shows nothing remarkable, and he would not oppose its public release. However, Congressman Jim Hines, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, said this video was profoundly shaking. Last week, President Trump said there would be no problem in releasing the video. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says his Ukrainian counterpart isn't doing his homework when it comes to that revised U.S. brokered plan for ending the war with Russia.
So we've been speaking to President Putin and we've been speaking to Ukrainian leaders, including Zelensky, President Zelensky. And I have to say that I'm a little bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. That was as of a few hours ago.
Today, Zelensky's in London for talks aimed at shoring up support among Britain, France, and Germany. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan suggested Obamacare has been given a fair trial and the verdict is in. He tells the Salem Radio Network the heavily subsidized scheme is a failure on a grand scale.
Remember what they told us. You like your plan, you can keep your plan. You like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and premiums will go down. Well, those are three lies. 15 years later, none of that's worked.
The Ohio Republican says the GOP does have a plan for replacing Obamacare with something better, something based on free market principles that will keep prices in check while not requiring huge amounts of taxpayer money. Dow futures up 22 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 76. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-524-4948. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-524-4948 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck is eastbound I-70. It's at Marriottsville Road, so it's after the split at Route 40. So you have the option there of taking the split and coming in maybe to the ramp there in the light at Turf Valley, and then working your way back over to I-70. I'm not sure if that's going to put you just ahead of it or right at the wreck, but there is a slowdown now. It's not back to Route 32, but it is slow right on I-70 right at the split at Route 40. The wreck that was on the inner loop of the Beltway at Hartford Road has now been cleared, so we're making some progress there. It's much better now over towards the ramps at the Bel Air Road and through there. The west side outer loop delay, yeah, it's still solid, but that's all the normal stuff moving south from 795 and down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cold with some flurries today. Highs in the low 30s with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour at times. Partly cloudy and frigid tonight as lows fall into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 34 degrees in Edgemere and 33 in Joppatown at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. No injuries are reported after a barge caught fire in Baltimore over the weekend. Crews were called to the Canton Industrial Area in the southwest part of the harbor at around 9:30 Saturday night, and the fire was quickly contained. The fire appears to be electrical in nature, but an investigation is underway to determine the exact cause. And Baltimore City is getting ready to host the 126th Army-Navy game at M&T Bank Stadium this Saturday. This year's matchup comes as both the U.S. Army and the U.S. Navy service branches celebrate their 250th anniversaries. President Donald Trump said last month that he was planning to attend the game. And a local TV station reports that the end of an era has arrived. The Skateland roller rink in Putty Hill is now permanently closed after nearly five decades. And Baltimore Police continue to investigate three separate weekend shootings that left three dead and three others wounded. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 483, the pick four 1246. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 8:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. While it's true that the three bad calls didn't help, I think it's pretty safe to say that after 14 weeks of the NFL season, this is just who the Ravens are. On offense, drop passes and bad passes. On defense, can't get off the field on third down, no pass rush. All of that contributed to the Ravens' loss to the Steelers yesterday. Post-game comments from Ronnie Stanley putting the blame on where it belongs.
You know, you can't blame it one way or the other, I think. We know even with those calls, we still should have made enough of a difference to win this game. And
And Roquan Smith on the reality of where the Ravens are at this point.
It's more about playing the cards you're dealt, and this is our hand, and that's life. You play the cards you're dealt day in and day out, game in and game out, and it's about next week. Like, obviously learning from the mistakes from this game and playing Cincinnati next week, so it's about correcting the mistakes, not having self-inflicted, and playing our brand of football, and I'm sure
the loss puts the Ravens one game back in the North, four left to play, three on the road. D3 college football playoffs. Well, this should be interesting this weekend. Johns Hopkins moves into the NCAA quarterfinals with a 45-13 win over Salisbury, and they will host Susquehanna University, quarterbacked by Josh Ehrlich, Saturday at noon. I wonder what the governor's plans are going to be for that day. And finally, we'll start to get some answers this week in terms of an ace for the Orioles as the baseball winter meetings begin in Orlando. Coming up in 30 minutes, a miraculous win for the Maryland women yesterday. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, the Baltimore County Fire Department employee accused of a disgusting act as Baltimore continues to struggle with violence. The citizens and denizens of the city starting to speak out against leadership. And we'll take you to Loyola University, where the literature department there says that American and actually literature overall promotes white supremacy. Top story here today. The Speaker of the House of Delegates here in Maryland, the race is over before it even got started. Of course, as you know, Adrian Jones stepped down last week. She remains a member of the General Assembly representing Baltimore County, but she's out as Speaker. There were several people that had put their names in the hat. C.T. Wilson, Ben Barnes, Janelle Wilkins, just to name a few. But they've all dropped out suddenly, magically, and have endorsed Delegate Joselina Pena Melnick, who used to represent College Park. She was born in the Dominican Republic. She is a leftist, progressive, Marxist, and she is a radical pro-illegal alien. She is pro-reparations. And I told you on Friday that the next one would be worse than Adrian Jones, and that is proving to be true. And interestingly enough, listen to what C.T. Wilson said. He had hoped to appeal to delegates as a representative of moderate Democrats, but it became clear he didn't have the support. Gee, you think? Wilson said it was heartbreaking to learn not only that he didn't have the votes, but that some delegates were asking the other speaker candidates to remove him from his committee chairmanship. Folks, I'm telling you, they're playing hardball. They play to win. I don't know what the hell the Maryland Republicans are doing. Tiddlywinks, maybe? Oh, well, get well wishes to Andy Harris, who was hospitalized over the weekend briefly for episodes of dizziness. This was after I apparently had hip surgery, I heard, and maybe it was a medication thing or something, but he's been released, and he's feeling better. So speedy recovery to Congressman Harris. So there you have it. The 102-member House Democratic Caucus will meet December 16th, a week from tomorrow, to vote on the speaker. It's over. So as I predicted, it's going to be more progressive member as the Speaker of the House to ram this progressive Marxist agenda down our throats. Meanwhile, Loyola University, which is run by the leftist Jesuit order, the Department of English recently announced its commitment to anti-racism, claiming literature promotes white supremacy. On its website, literature and the literary canons have been used to validate white supremacy. So at Loyola, if you contribute or support Loyola, you should know at least their English department is full of DEI woke ideology. That remains the dominant ideology at Loyola. The department also echoes woke slogans like Black Lives Matter, racism is based in white supremacy, and confronting racism requires we actively facilitate conversations about it in the classroom. The English department at Loyola even made the absurd promise to, quote, acknowledge the centrality of whiteness in the history and evolution of literary canons. They've pledged to hire an African-American literature professor, include more authors of color in their curriculum. Yes, they're going to get a big crayon box, and they'll represent all 64 colors of the Crayola world at Loyola. That's it. Some of our standards, some of the greatest literary works of our time. Ah, Shakespeare, white supremacist. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic. Here's the king of all white castles, Chuck Whitaker.
Maybe they could change the name to the Loyola Crayolas.
I like that. I like that a lot. And again, it's just the English department. I'm saying that. Not the rest of the school, but the English department. That's a bad omen there.
The English department in most places always have a little problem.
Yeah, you're right.
Just my opinion.
Yeah. All right, sir. What's going on out there?
Eastbound I-70 is still backed up right here to the split at Route 40 West. The wreck is reported at Marriottsville Road. And, of course, right there, I-70 is two lanes until you get in towards Route 29. So there's a backup here. Never really did go back to Route 32, but it's not too far after that. So you cross Route 32 and then you come up to the split at Route 40. That's the reason for the backup. The ramps to Route 40, if you want to come inbound towards Turf Valley, you can do that. That side of the roadway is open. The state police and the road ranger just cleared a broken down vehicle, saw it moving away. Outer loop at Route 702. Just as we got there, they were clearing that vehicle from the right lane. So anybody up from the area of the Back River Bridge, not too bad. All the backups on the Beltway are pretty much normal now. We had a lot of problems earlier at Hartford Road and also on the inner loop at Bel Air Road. All of that now is back to normal. JFX was running okay last check from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be mostly cloudy, cold today, high in the low 30s. Snow flurries are indeed possible. Wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight lows down into the teens tomorrow. It'll be partly sunny, mid-30s. Warming up by Wednesday, partly sunny, mid-40s. 33 and windy in Arnold. And it is 28 and cloudy in Reisterstown. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again to mark America's 250th birthday celebration. And we do that with our national anthem. And America 250 birthday celebration update brought to you by the Smile Design Center. In 1886, delegates from 25 unions founded the American Federation of Labor. That was the forerunner to the AFL-CIO, and it started in Columbus, Ohio. 1941, President Roosevelt asked Congress to declare that a state of war has existed between the U.S. and the Japanese Empire as a result of Japan's unprovoked and dastardly attack. Yesterday was the 84th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, one of the deadliest attacks on U.S. soil in history. To this day, only 12 survivors remain. They're all centenarians, but only 12, about a dozen, remain after that attack. 1980, former Beatles member John Lennon shot to death outside his apartment building in New York City at the age of 40. 1987, U.S. President Reagan, Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signing the first treaty between the two superpowers to reduce their massive nuclear arsenals. And it was on this day in 93, President Clinton signed NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying that the free trade would lead to worldwide growth, equality, preservation of the government, and peace. U.S., Mexico, and Canada agreed to replace NAFTA with the U.S., Mexico, Canada Agreement 2020 initiative that was started by President Trump, and rightfully so, because NAFTA was a trade killer for the United States. And soon to think, I think he's going to revisit that the Canada-Mexico peace agreement, trade agreement as well. 2008, suspected mastermind of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the United States, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four co-defendants told a military judge at Guantanamo Bay that they wanted to confess to all charges of murder and war crimes. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others, again, escaped the death penalty thanks to Joe Biden. Remember that? All right, and there we go. That's the marking today, December 8th, 2025, and America's 250th birthday celebration brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
By the way, the ghost of Biden is back. That's right, indeed. Joseph Robinette Biden was back screaming and shouting about fighting back and still murdering the English language.
We just have to get up. So long as we keep the faith, summon hope, and get back up and remember who in the hell we are. We're the United States of America. That's who we are. We're the U.S. And there's nothing. I mean,
the United States of America. Got it. All right. I think he meant to say we're the United States of America. Pause. Got it? But it didn't come out in his head that way. As many things that are known to just get in there and just kind of rattle around for minutes, if not hours. So I pray for his health. He should really just retire and not remind everybody why he was such a horrible president. It's 8:20. Coming up next, a Baltimore County Fire Department employee accused of a disgusting and despicable act.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
Day 23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, now with Monday morning rush hour update, Lugnuts Johnson.
Back up towards Annapolis, still there, right at the split. It's the normal backup, southbound I-97 at Route 32. So heads up on Route 32. And if you're coming south on I-97 from Benfield, now further south, it's out of camera range. There's a report for a broken down vehicle that may be crowding a lane at I-97 southbound right before the ramp at Route 50. So after you clear 178, you're getting further down, that could be a problem as you're merging onto 50. Back on I-70 here, the backup is still here. Eastbound I-70 right at the split at Route 40. The accident was reported at Marriottsville Road. I went over and looked at the camera at 40 at Marriottsville Road. There's a lot of traffic there coming off the interstate and then turning left onto Marriottsville Road. At least that would take you around most of the backup, but be prepared. That left turn lane, pretty active there on Route 40 eastbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cold today, low 30s. Snow flurries, maybe. Gusting up to 20 miles per hour is the wind. And overnight lows in the teens. Right now, windy, 33 in Annapolis, 29 in Ellicott City. And the next story could be parental discretion is advised. So if there are young ears in the radio listening audience at home, in the car, school bus, whatever the case may be, they may not want to hear some of this content. So I want to give you ample warning. So we're going to start discussing this in just about 3, 2, 1. The allegations that people can only describe as disgusting and nauseating are coming out of the Baltimore County Fire Department. A Baltimore County fire employee is accused or allegedly masturbated in public spaces at multiple firehouses. The situation has now sparked a police investigation and also raising major public health concerns. This employee is being investigated for inappropriate behavior at work, to say the least. And it comes after the employee allegedly made videos of himself or herself in public areas at multiple firehouses in the county. Councilman David Marks said the firefighters and paramedics told him of the situation a few days ago in a letter obtained by ABC 2 News. Baltimore County Fire Chief Joe Dixon says the county's health officer and experts told him, even if the allegations are substantiated, the risk to employees is minimal to none. Even so, fire department employees are encouraged to get tested at the employee health center. Imagine having to go through that now. So here is Councilman Marks and Council President Julian Jones discussing the story.
They obviously are very concerned about their own public health and safety. I've been on the council for 15 years. This is probably the most disturbing series of allegations I've ever heard.
I've never heard of anything like this. And I've dealt with more personnel issues, more problems than you can imagine. And nothing bizarre and as grotesque as this.
Yeah, to say the least. Kathy Stelfmeyer released a statement, the county executive saying, I am aware of these disturbing allegations. I want to make clear that the health, safety, and well-being of our employees in Baltimore County is our top priority. My administration is working closely with Baltimore County Fire Department and union leadership at IAFF Local 1311 to ensure the team has the resources and support they need as the investigation continues. As this is a personnel matter and remains under active investigation, I am not able to comment further at this time. End of quote. Steve Redmer, who's president of the Baltimore County Professional Firefighters Local, so the actions are a serious breach of trust and have no place in the department. Baltimore County Police, they're investigating. They're consulting with the state's attorney's office. This is the second time in 2 weeks that we've had issues. Remember, I think, was it the city where they discovered the employee had guns? It was talking about shooting everybody up last week. And they discovered he had basically a small arsenal in his car. And apparently there was some mental illness there. And then we're told that, I mean, what kind of vetting happens? And again, I don't know if this, obviously somebody has got mental issues if they're masturbating in multiple firehouses in public spaces. I mean, nobody that is normal does stuff like that. So the question is there actually any vetting or background checks going on in either the Baltimore City or Baltimore County Fire Department? Now, again, the vast majority of firefighters are incredible. They're wonderful. First responders, brave, heroic. All it takes is one bad apple to ruin the bunch. But, again, I do think I've been told by a firefighter who listens to this program that it's kind of like the honor system. You know, you check off the box on the application. Have you ever been convicted of a felony? I don't even know if they ask that anymore. Isn't that illegal now? You can't ask that? I think you can no longer ask in the state of Maryland whether they've ever been convicted of a felony. Remember, it was ban the box. That was that whole movement, right? But in this particular case, I would think that you'd have somebody going over the background of these individuals, especially when they're being interviewed for police or fire or paramedic, EMTs, and this particular case, well, I think it was a paramedic, wasn't it? I'm not sure. So we'll find out eventually.
He was a trainee.
But they've not been named.
No.
No, they've not been named as of yet. Only that I would imagine they've been suspended until further notice, until the investigation is complete. That's just disgusting. Michael A. Friedman is, again, the law firm for you. If you have been involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, Michael and his firm can represent you to the best of their ability, and they're the best in the business, I think. They've helped friends of mine, family members of mine. WCVM listeners have all been helped by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Maggie's raising her hand.
Yep.
Again, they're there for you. Stephen is a great lawyer. Rachel, a great lawyer. Michael, also a great lawyer. So they've got some really fine attorneys there when it comes to personal injury, when it comes to serious action. Make the call to the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or check out their website, maflaw.com. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police are investigating separate weekend shootings that left three people dead and three others wounded. Early Saturday morning, four people were shot inside of a home in the 1800 block of McHenry Street. A man and a woman were killed, and another man and woman are listed in critical but stable condition. Overnight Sunday, a man was shot and killed in the 3000 block of Rosalie Avenue, and at around 10:30 a.m., a man was injured by gunfire in the 2200 block of East North Avenue. And police are also investigating a shooting that injured a juvenile on Saturday evening. Police say the shooting happened outside of a business in the 1700 block of Eastern Avenue in Essex, and the victim was taken to a hospital. Police say the suspect responsible for the shooting remained at the scene and was taken into custody. Police have not released any additional details. Anyone with information in the case is asked to call police. And city police are looking for a group of suspects who stole items from a Baltimore clothing store over the weekend. It happened Saturday evening at the DTLR store on Sinclair Lane when seven people ran into the store, took clothing, and ran off on foot. According to Fox 45, the suspects were not armed. And the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the names of the parties in last week's deadly officer-involved shooting in Baltimore County. The Independent Investigations Division says the man who was shot by police is identified as 31-year-old Howard Tsai of Essex. The officers involved in the incident are one-year veteran officer Malia Hooper and Trent LaPosta, and two-year officer first class Nicholas Vanier and officer Hunter Cortez. The IID is continuing to investigate. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right. For a limited time, when you grab our best-selling four-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 one-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the buy one, gift two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just doing a check at both the Harbor Tunnels and spotted what appears to be a broken down vehicle, broken down in the right lane, northbound 895 in the right lane right before you come out of the tunnel. But it looks like it could be an accident as well. A couple of vehicles sitting there. Left-hand lane is open, 895 northbound. You're backed up already back to Child Street at the toll plaza. So if you're coming into the tube northbound on 895, you might as well just go ahead and get over into the left-hand lane. We'll come back and revisit that. 95 south coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, a little bit slow after O'Donnell Street, but nothing major there. Eastbound I-70, still a delay. The accident at Marriottsville Road may be down to just one lane with a backup there back beyond the split at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cold with some flurries today. Highs in the low 30s with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour at times. Partly cloudy and frigid tonight as lows fall into the teens. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. Well, the day after, always a difficult place to be after a tough loss, but that's exactly where the Ravens are today. After yesterday's 27-22 defeat at the hands of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The officials' calls will be hard to swallow, but Derrick Henry and the Ravens know they only have themselves to blame.
It's disappointing that this one slip away, and we had the opportunity, we just didn't capitalize on it.
Left tackle Ronnie Stanley on how the Ravens need to process this loss to Pittsburgh.
You just got to, fight through it. I think champion mindset is, accept whatever happens and overcome.
And then there was Roquan Smith. Is there still time for the Ravens to live up to that preseason hype?
Absolutely. And turn them up, absolutely. Without a doubt. And it's more about going out and doing that, and obviously this is the show you business, as in the show me. So it's not about talking about it, it's actually about being about it and letting your play speak for you and not words, in a sense.
And the Ravens now fall one game behind Pittsburgh in the AFC North. They've got at Cincinnati coming up this Sunday. Now, college football on Saturday night, the emotion was just pouring out of Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza after leading the Hoosiers over Ohio State and to the Big Ten championship. Listen to the upcoming Heisman Trophy winner after the game in an interview on field.
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, and we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
The Hoosiers are indeed Big Ten champs and will enter the CFP playoffs as the number one seed, a field that will feature Tulane and JMU and not Notre Dame. Maryland women's basketball last night, this was historic. A remarkable road win in Minnesota.
It's a 4-point difference.
Still not going to call the timeout.
And another steal and another finish for Maryland.
Yeah.
Completely unthinkable.
call on BTN, the seventh-ranked women, with a miraculous 8-0 run in the final 9 seconds of play, emerged with a 199 double overtime win over the Minnesota Gophers, Maryland's first overtime win on the road since 2012, and the first ever double overtime win in program history. Football state high school championships, 2 for Baltimore. Mergenthaler Votech defeated Sherwood 40-20 for the 4A-3A title, and in the 2A-1A, it was Dunbar defeating Henry Lackey 50-26. Happy heavenly birthday today to former Bullets power forward Jumpin' Johnny Green, a 4-time NBA All-Star, born this day in 1933, and a terrestrial birthday to a controversial Oriole Hall of Famer, right-hander Mike Messina, 57 today. The time now is 8:37. When we return, why are we so invested?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So interesting, Sean. The three comments by the Ravens players after the game, like, you know, in despair, right? After that loss, we still we got to do it. And then you heard that from Fernando Mendoza, the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, the sheer, utter joy in his voice for that victory. And so I asked the question, why are we so invested? We're invested because of guys like Fernando Mendoza, because it can happen.
It can happen, and it does happen. And it's, there'll be great stories this year in the NFL. Just might not be on the Ravens.
Just might not be.
I was looking at the schedule. The schedule seems to favor the Steelers down the stretch.
It's a tough one for Baltimore.
Yeah, they have the Ravens have at Cincinnati, New England, tough game.
Right.
Cincinnati's always a tough game. Green at Green Bay, at Pittsburgh. For the Steelers, it's hosting Miami, at Detroit, at Cleveland, and hosting the Ravens.
Right. Well, it could come down to the final.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Ravens are going to have to win that game. I don't know how the tiebreakers work out, you know, other than head-to-head.
Question. If the Ravens do not make the playoffs, is John Harbaugh's job in jeopardy?
I don't. Well, yes, it's in jeopardy. I don't think he. I don't think they fire him.
Okay.
I think he gets another chance. I think the injuries really hurt this year. Look. You know, everybody talks about Lamar's injuries. Okay, of course. But when Matabike went down, the defense went down. And that is a loss that they're just not able to overcome. And he may not ever play again. We don't know the extent of that neck injury.
But yet, they, you know, with a couple of, you know, catches or reversed calls, they could be, you know, in a much better position. But, you know, it's the way the ball bounces.
I don't think he loses his job.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Gary.
All right.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. I have heard from one of my sources in the fire department of Baltimore City. And he's saying, Sean, the individual that has been alleged to have done these disgusting acts in Baltimore County Fire Department's name is out there. I don't know the person, but I know his name. So it's a he. And yes, he was a paramedic. I'm guessing once criminal charges are filed, he will be identified. As far as background checks, I can't speak to anything other than Baltimore City. But the city's council's push, or demand, should I say, to have more minorities from inner-city neighborhoods joining the ranks of police and firefighters has made the background check a laughingstock. Someone I work with recently started working with the fire department. He told me he had to sign an affidavit attesting to his clean criminal background, meaning, no, I am not a criminal, I swear. And if they found something down the road, then they should have told the investigator they could be terminated. It's insane because we go into people's house when they're the most vulnerable. They call 911 for a reason, and they should be able to trust each and every person coming into that house. I would agree with that firefighter source of mine. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Over the weekend, another violent one in Baltimore, Northeast. Baltimore tensions were high, series of violent incidents. Apparently, a 28-year-old man was shot multiple times near Harford Road just after midnight on Sunday, died at the scene. We also have 4 separate homicides now in the first week of December, including the shooting on December 3rd on Blair Road. And at least 7 shootings in the last 48 hours, 3 of them fatal, but Mayor Scott is sticking to his, pardon the expression, guns.
We have never in the history of keeping records of violence had numbers this low. These are the lowest numbers that we've had through November ever.
So why doesn't it feel safe? Yeah, again, assuming, and that's always a big thing. You don't want to assume anything with data. But taking the mayor's word for it, that homicides are down and non-fatal shootings are down, why doesn't it feel safer in Baltimore City? Is it decades of a reputation of homicide and the wire and then actual crime rates where the homicide number jumped over 300? And now it's at, what, 127, 130, something like that? As we close out this year, I doubt we make, you know, 150. That's probably unless there's a killing spree. But some of them, this was all in Fox 45, did a great piece on this, interviewing a lot of local residents. And almost to the man and woman, people don't feel safe in Baltimore City, and they're blaming the leadership.
Can I be truthful about the city leaders? They suck. All y'all want is money and don't want to do what y'all need to do. Y'all want people to vote y'all in the chairs. Do what the hell y'all supposed to do.
So, yeah, whether it's the group violence or reduction strategy, we know what Ivan Bates did. We know what Eric Barron did. We know what Mayor Scott is claiming that he did. But it still, to me, still doesn't feel safe. I don't live in the city. I live in the county. And I used to go in the city all the time. Not anymore. Until I get a feeling that, you know, like in D.C., where it's been made safe again by President Trump, or in Memphis, New Orleans, they're having a great rate of success in removing criminal illegal aliens off the streets. Remember, the Biden regime in Maryland was one of those states that welcomed them open arms. Millions of illegal aliens, including maybe hundreds of thousands of criminals, were allowed to roam our country, and many of them are here in Maryland. It's 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so now that's a complete stoppage in the Old Harbor Tunnel. A little more work on that. Apparently a medical emergency is what they're calling it now. So there's no traffic coming out of the tube. The vehicle almost made it out onto the north end of 895, but now the medicant had just went in, and it looks like they're going to try and let this left-hand lane go by again. So that's what they're doing right now. But the backup is back through Child Street and back up towards the K-Trust Bridge at Shell Road. So if you haven't committed yet towards 895 northbound, you're better off staying away from that, at least for the time being, because they're going to be in a single lane, and with the medic unit in there, it'll probably shut down again as they try to get that vehicle turned around and then eventually out of the northbound tunnel. Southbound, kind of looking at it just a bit, so we're going to be slow there. There's still some leftover slowing, but nothing major going into the Fort McHenry tunnel. I-70 eastbound, that's still the problem. I'm just going to change the camera here. Let me go back out here to Route 40 west. Backup is still there. The wreck was eastbound I-70 at Marriottsville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, mostly cloudy, cold, low 30s, maybe some snow flurries, gusting winds of 20 miles per hour, overnight low will be in the teens, tomorrow partly sunny, mid-30s there, warming up on Wednesday. Right now, cloudy, 29 in the Pikesville, and it's 33 and windy in Arnold. And time once again for our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance. All right, great news coming out of Washington. Remember, unfortunately, Specialist Sarah Beckstrom succumbed to her wounds when that terrorist shot her in the head and her fellow specialist Andy Wolf in the head as well. Andrew Wolf now has spent the last couple of weeks in the hospital, but he is showing signs of recovering. Here is the West Virginia Lieutenant Adjutant General of the National Guard, Jim Seward.
Andy is really making remarkable improvements thanks to your prayers and the amazing medical care that he's getting.
His mom, Melody Wolf, also asking for prayers for the guardsmen, prayers for her son, and hopefully she's called this a medical miracle, and he was also shot in the head. Here's Andy's mom, Melody.
So Andy is being very active, more alert. Sedation has come off. They're scaling back on his pain medication.
and he recognizes people. He can follow commands, and so he's got a long road ahead of him in rehab and so on and so forth. But so far, our thoughts and prayers have been answered, and Andy Wolf is alive and recovering. And that is our feel good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, so a couple of stories the media won't tell you about that you'll hear here. Europe's embattled liberal globalist elites erupted in fury this week after President Trump released his bold new national security strategy. We'll probably get into that later this week, which rightfully calls out the EU's anti-European positions, bureaucratic nightmare, and its diminishing political influence. Valerie Heyer, she's head of the EU Parliament's Globalist Renew Group, exploded in her response. This is what she said, calling the U.S. analysis unacceptable and dangerous. She even went so far as to brazenly label the Trump administration, quote, an enemy of Europe, end of quote. No, it's an enemy of globalism. That's what it said. That's where we are opposed to globalism and the EU's failed progressive agenda, its mass migration policies, its increasingly authoritarian policies, whether it be in the UK or the EU. Leftist Gerald Noss from the pro-immigration think tank went even further, hysterically declaring the U.S. a direct threat to European democracy and peace. He absurdly accused Washington of plotting to break up the EU and NATO, revealing the paranoia of the elite class. What President Trump has done is he's asked NATO to pay its fair share, and for the most part, notable exception being Spain, they have done that. But now President Trump is upping the ante. It is time that NATO take a more proactive approach into the defense of Europe. And right now it's not a good sign that Zelensky's meeting with France and England and Spain, because they want the war to continue. That's what they want. And President Trump has said, if you're going to do that, if you're going to continue advocating for these forever wars, you can forget the United States. We'll be out. We'll pull out of NATO. And then you can fend for yourselves. So that's what's at stake here. And I wholeheartedly support the president. If they're not willing to stand up, spend money, defend themselves like we've had to do over 250 years, then, they'll find out. The only thing that bothers you is that part of the world just is a hot spot for despots and authoritarians, World War I, World War II, etc. But hopefully they've had enough of that. Well, this globalist elitism has got to be snuffed out once and for all. And whether it's the World Economic Forum or whether it's Davos, whatever it is, we need to make sure that, again, that's how they pay for a lot of their stuff, this military-industrial complex, that these forever wars, and especially in the bloodlands of Ukraine. All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, and coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about Halle Berry and what she had to say about the political future of Gavin Newsom. And there she was, Marjorie Taylor Greene, last night. On 60 Minutes, we've got some highlights for you there as well.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Rob Carson Show.
There's no national coverage of the scandal from the Letter Networks in Minneapolis, which says one thing to me, the Democrats are involved in it. Duh. That's why they ignored it. It is a massive scandal to the tune of billions of dollars, and the national media, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, NPR, none of them
them are covering it, which means the Democrats are knee-deep in it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, the other story that the state-run drive-by media has missed is explosive development. Hugo Carvajal Barrios, he's a former three-star Venezuelan general and director of military intelligence, has issued a sweeping confession from federal prison that validates President Trump's aggressive stance towards the Maduro regime. Carvajal's statement reveals that the Venezuelan regime operates what the general calls the Cartel of the Suns. It's a state-sponsored criminal enterprise designed to weaponize drugs and other tools against America. Now, former Michigan Senator Patrick Colbeck characterized the general's statement as turning state's evidence. Carvajal said, "I absolutely support President Trump's policy towards Venezuela because it is in self-defense and he is acting based on truth. The regime I served is not merely hostile, it is at war with you. Using drugs, gangs, espionage, and your own democratic processes as weapons. President Trump's policies against the Maduro criminal regime are not just justified, but necessary and proportionate to the threat." He also unequivocally, now listen to this, says Smartmatic, a company whose technology is incorporated into Dominion, ESES, and Hart Intercivic voting machines, was created as an electoral tool for the Venezuelan regime. All three tabulator systems were used in Michigan elections and nationwide. Carvajal revealed, quote, "I placed the head of IT of the National Electoral Council in his position. He reported directly to me. The Smartmatic system can be altered. This is a fact. If true, this is a game changer. And that turning state's evidence on voting machines and the drug war." Day 53, traffic weather on the threes once again with the update. Now here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the late problem was in the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound, a medical emergency as they reported about 15 minutes ago. Right lane northbound in the Old Harbor Tunnel. And at one point, they were letting traffic come by in the left-hand lane. So we're still looking at that as being cleaned up now with a backup back through the toll plaza coming north on 895. So if you're down there at I-97, you're in Glen Burnie, southwest side of the Beltway, time to stay away from 895 northbound right now and work your way up to the Beltway and then use 95 north as the detour route. Some leftover slowing. They're still working on the wreck eastbound I-70 at Marriottsville Road in Howard County. A few slow spots yet on the Beltway with the lanes open. Traffic a little bit bunched up there along 895 south. They were kind of looking at the situation northbound and 95 after O'Donnell Street and the top of the hill at Keith Avenue. There'll be some slowing towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cold today, low 30s, snow flurries possible, wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Brace yourself, Kim. Overnight low temperatures in the teens.
This is nice. Real nice. You know what? I actually bought... good morning, Sean, by the way.
Good morning, Kim.
I bought a sled for Olivia yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we went by Ollie's and they had this huge sled display. And I said, you know what? I think this is going to be the winter. We're going to get a ton of snow.
Is a standard traditional sled or
it's
a toboggan?
It's got the handles. It looks really good, actually.
A wooden sled with the metal?
Oh, no. Oh. No, I'm a little cheaper than that. It's plastic.
So. Oh, okay.
Right. We don't have all that. I am excited, though, Sean. I have everything set up to go live on Rumble and Facebook and X for the first 30 minutes of the show.
Wow.
And then if you want to hear more, of course, you got to tune into WCBM.
Okay.
But hopefully, if you guys have Rumble, X, or Facebook,
right,
tune in there for the first 30 minutes and we'll go live with video.
All three. Okay.
It's supposed to all be set up.
All right.
I worked really hard on this weekend. Okay. Also, we're going to talk about, obviously, it's a violent weekend in Baltimore City. Five shootings. I think seven people total shot. Some killed. We're going to talk about that. Of course, we're still told that it's very safe in the Baltimore region. I don't see it, but we'll get.
Yeah, I was just talking. I don't feel safe.
I don't
go down there either. And a lot of the residents and voters don't feel safe, but somehow they keep voting them back in.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about that. Also, Governor Wes Moore announced on his social media pages yesterday that he's going to commit $10 million to nonprofits and faith-based organizations to help protect against hate crimes. Did you know we had $10 million, Sean, to invest in that?
Yeah, that budget deficit must have been resolved overnight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wonder how much of that will be funneled back to his presidential campaign in 2020. So we'll talk about that, of course. And then also at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Patrick Vincenti. He is the Harford County Council Chairman, and he's kind of getting into this whole squabble with Sheriff Jeff Gaylor and County Executive Bob Cassily, because he's saying that not all the facts have been put out there yet, so he's going to join us at 11 o'clock.
All right, the text in question.
Yes, of course.
Can't wait for those. Thanks, Kim. Sydney Sweeney kind of walking back the dismissal of the Jeans ad backlash. She says, anyone who knows me knows that I'm always trying to bring people together. I'm against hate and divisiveness. In the past, my stance has been never to respond to negative or positive press. But recently, I've come to realize my silence regarding this issue has only widened the divide and not closed it. She said she was surprised by the reaction to her jeans ad. I did it because I love the jeans and love the brand. I don't support the views some people chose to connect to the campaign. Many have assigned motives and labels to me that just aren't true. Well, I didn't really clarify anything. Halle Berry shocking the audience at a New York Times summit after demolishing Gavin Newsom just before he took the stage.
Back in my great state of California, my very own governor, Gavin Newsom, has vetoed our menopause bill, not one but 2 years in a row. But that's okay, because he's not going to be governor forever. And with the way he's overlooked women, half the population, by devaluing us in midlife, he probably should not be our next president either. Just saying. I need every woman in this country to fight with me. But the truth is, the fight isn't just for us women. We need men too. We need all of the leaders, every single one of you in this room. This fight needs you.
All right, we don't have time for MTG on 60 Minutes. We'll share that with you tomorrow on the program and what you had to say about the Epstein files. By the way, a federal judge has now ruled the grand jury Epstein testimony can be released. That's something that the Trump administration had asked for, and it had been denied. So that I don't know if that's going to mean any difference at all. We shall see. That'll be tomorrow. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realtor, and Vinny's got all sorts of programs to help sell your home. There's the Sell Your Home and Stay in Your Home program. You can sell it and stay in your home up to 12 months while you look for another home. So it takes that pressure off having to time everything just right. Vinny's got all the details on that. He's got the Fixer Upper program where if your home does need some work, and who doesn't really, especially if it's older, then if you don't feel like dealing with the contractors and scheduling all the work, they'll take care of that for you, and they'll just deduct whatever the costs are at settlement. And there's also the Trade Your Home In program, much like you would a car or truck. So Vinny's got all the details. He's got the database of 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. That's why he can make the guarantee that once you agree on price and time frame and sign the contract, your home is sold. Guaranteed by Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. All right, that's going to do it for us. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick live, really live this time, especially on video, coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back at 6 tomorrow morning. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.